Don and Mike Show.
Don Mike Show.
Question. How come a white guy can walk into the White House and shoot a gun and get shot one time in the leg, but a black guy can reach for his wallet in New York and get shot 41 times?
Well, there are some inequities with the system. I think you got a point. The New York City cops. You know, Rudy Giuliani has cleaned up that city.
And perhaps they could rape that guy with a toilet plunger.
Yes, good point.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C., broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, you can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes. Oh, for you.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Don and Mike Show. You can get all. Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it. What?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here he is. Poor lad was an only child, you know.
True.
The only son of God.
Right.
Died for your sins.
Bill Hochberg!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Hey. What do you say, fans?
Hello? Yes. It looks like Phil and I will actually be doing some socializing.
Really?
Yeah, I got an invitation from him. He wants me to look at his birdhouse.
I don't know what that means.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. CBB and all the ships at sea. They like to kiss Fuzzy, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Meara.
Sure do.
Thank you, Robin.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. We are still brought to you through Westwood One.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. That's the network. And over 60 stations managed to get it with the, you know, the cans and the string and all that stuff. And it's a new episode we have on Thursday. February 8th.
Yeah.
Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
You can call us toll-free on the bat phone, just like Commissioner Gordon. Just call 877-365-3636. 877-365-3636. That is your hotline to the hit.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome, everybody.
Won't you come on in?
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
Oh, and so are we.
Miracles, I guess.
Make no mistake about it.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
Make no mistake about it.
Make no mistake about it.
I look for a lot of those, I think, over the next 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
AIDS in the White House.
No dumb quotes from the president.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
That's right.
Well, whatever he's concerned about, rest assured, it'll be built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind.
Make no mistake about it.
No, we will not.
About it.
Let's Let's take a phone call.
How about it? Before we even start the show.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my radio gods. How you doing?
We're doing great. You are on the air.
Listen, sirs, I have just something to let you know about. I know you guys stay up late. As you know, Bill Maher has been doing Politically Incorrect here from D.C. this week. And my buddy and I had to get off a good Don and Mike for you at the end of what will be tonight's episode.
Ooh. Oh, really?
As he goes to talk at the, I guess you call it the wrap-up, he talks about tomorrow night's guests. And we get off a good Don and Mike, and then a good second one, enough that we got him noticed, and he says, not on my show. So I don't think they can edit it out.
Wow.
It's our little gift to you, because you are the radio gods.
Thank you, my friend. Nice to know.
Before you get your hopes up, remember, they've done a lot of crafty editing. We've made a couple attempts to get on that show before in the previous
season.
Just cut it right out. So we'll look for it.
Yeah, but if it was done strategically when he was announcing who's going to be on the next episode.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see see if they were crafty.
Not on my show.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, what a dickweed he is.
Come on.
All right, well, thank you. We do appreciate it. Gosh. So many things to talk about here in the opening of the show. We definitely want to talk about our special Valentine's Day show next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
Definitely want to talk about Temptation Island last night.
Boo!
I know, but we all watched it.
I know.
I want to talk to you about some NBA parties in town.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid I'm going to have to start today's show with the Rick D's break of the day.
Oh, man. Already.
Because it's so Rick D's that I've got to bring it to you.
Okay.
That
Johnny out of touch.
We're in the car. We're driving carpool. And it comes out of a record. Rick D's in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in Southern California. I hope the weather's nice wherever you are. I hope you can get out and drive on the Great American Highway. You know about the automobile. One of the greatest inventions of all time. And you'll hear a lot of discussion about which car is the best.
I'm an ass.
And then verbatim, he says, some people will tell you it's a Mercedes. Some will say it's a Lamborghini. Some will say it's the Rolls Royce. But I'm telling you, for the finest automobile experience, there's nothing like a Bentley.
Oh, God. There's a good relatable.
No. Driving down the Ventura Highway with the top down on a perfect Southern California afternoon, nothing beats a Bentley.
A nice $500,000 automobile.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Right.
Yeah, everybody can really relate to that. Yeah, really, what a jerk.
That is the prick D's quote of the day.
Nothing like a Bentley.
There is nothing like a Bentley.
What a jab.
And I'm sure most people had the reaction that my son did. My son said, Dad, what's a Bentley?
What's a Bentley? I'm sure most people probably don't know that aren't car junkies.
Right. A Bentley is like the most outrageously priced car in the world.
It's a car that's the price of an expensive home.
And then finally I said to him, it's the car that Hank Kingsley drives.
Hank Kingsley.
It'll be money.
Right.
All right, so that's the D's moment of the day. Now, about Temptation Island. Listen, that show sucked last night.
Totally sucked.
But I could not tear myself away from it.
No.
And I think the reason it sucked so bad is that they're stretching it out.
Yeah, they're stretching it out, and I think the dumbness of the premise is coming to the surface a little bit more.
It's
a dumb show.
That didn't bother me so much. I've known it's dumb every week.
I know, but didn't you find last night the dumbness really was right up there? You know, they just seemed to be interviewing them about nothing. They didn't have anything to say.
Did you watch it, though?
I couldn't tear myself away.
Okay.
I love The West Wing. West Wing is one of my favorite shows, and I couldn't pull myself away from Billy Cleary.
Okay, and there's two main things from last night's show. First, all of the girls who they brought via boat on this island to be the swinging single girls, they were given the choice of which of the three boyfriends they liked the best. I was amazed that like 80% of the girls said that Billy was their favorite.
Yeah, because look at the type of woman who would go down to that whore island. They would, you know, these are women. I'm mad at the Temptation Island. I was angry throughout the entire show last night. They like Billy Cleary because he's the kind of moron that, you know, the girls always like.
Girls like bad boys. But you weren't so mad that you changed the channel, were you?
No, I literally, it was horrible. I was mad at myself, too, because I could not get off that subject.
I couldn't figure out. Then when they brought all of the single guys and they asked the single guys to pick the one girl that they liked the best, They picked that moose.
Yeah.
You know, of the three girlfriends.
Yeah, which amazed me.
They all picked the moose.
I really thought she might be, when they started, and I think the first two guys said Mandy. I'm like, well, here we go. Because right. They're all going to say Mandy.
That's going to be a clean sweep.
And, you know, and then slowly but surely it started to swing. I don't even know her name.
Yeah, was it Shannon? Is that her name?
Shannon, that's right.
You know what? What was funny,
Shannon,
though?
Who not only is, like, the biggest boned of all the three married, or the couples.
Right, yeah.
But Shannon also seems to have the worst attitude.
But they all liked her.
She's always, like, sitting there with a sullen look on her face.
And you know what I did think was funny? Was
them all.
When the girls were picking their favorites.
Yeah.
And nobody picked the guy.
Andy.
Andy on the extreme left.
And Andy got, like, furious about it. Did you see that scene where he was looking for that ugly red-haired single girl?
Oh, the girl that he was positive.
Yeah, was going to pick him.
The last one, the Cyndi Lauper lookalike. When he said, Pinky's my girl, Pinky will take
me. And then after the fact, she goes over and starts consoling him. Yeah. And then when they show her walking away, she's like, he is so not my favorite. Did you hear it when she said that?
Yep. Yeah.
So she dissed him walking away, too. And all he was doing was sitting there pouting the whole time. He's the biggest ass of everybody on that island.
Close race.
Yeah, there are lots of guys. I mean, you know what? I'm surprised to say, of all the guys, the tan pretty boy is the one who's least offensive to me.
Oh, no, he's as big a dick as the other two.
Cleary is Billy Cleary, really.
Billy Cleary.
You know, it's just the kind of guy you'd always get into a fight with at the
Hello, point. My name is Billy Cleary.
Cleary. Turn that light off.
This is my life.
Turn that light. It's my life. I'll fight you.
Idiot. What a dick.
So, and then the other guy who's just, nobody picked me.
You know what else is funny was the girl, I don't remember her name, but she was one of the singles who all three of the guys picked as one of their final three. Then when she wasn't picked,
right.
She had a good old whore cry sitting on the corner by herself. She's like,
I can't believe I'm not their favorite whore.
I couldn't believe it.
And she, you know, it's from a physical standpoint. That doesn't do it for me at all. I don't know why. She's got the big bug eyes.
Well, she was cute, I thought.
She's got big, like, anus eyes.
You know, compared to the other girls, she's doable there.
She's doable, but the one that is it with the Kaya picked, the one that Kaya picked for his last date.
Right.
Good job, Kaya. Because I thought she was a turbo hottie.
And Billy picked the whore. I mean, Billy picked...
Yeah, he picked the whore who he's going to bang.
The biggest whore.
It's clear to me that both Billy and Mandy are the two whores of the world, and they're both going to do their thing.
Billy Cleary.
Billy Cleary. I will pick the woman who said she would do anything because she is so beautiful. She's beautiful in that haggard whore way.
But even as bad as it was...
Right.
I don't watch The West Wing. You know, my option was to turn on the Dick Van Dyke Show. I could not tear myself away from Temptation Island.
And as I sit here and I listen to myself and I hear the passion, I suppose I was into it too. It just made me mad last night. It's the first time, I think last week's episode, I thoroughly enjoyed. It was just fun to watch. This week's episode just made me angry. It was almost too contrived, too much crap going on.
And I think it's because they only planned to run the show like for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They realized people are watching it and they stretched it out. And
right.
So now you're getting a lot of the filler crap that would have ended up on the floor.
Yeah. You know what it is with Temptation Island? When I watch Temptation Island, I just can't get the feeling deep down inside that I'm just being scammed. That something ain't right. That this whole thing is just a big pile of crap.
Yeah, but then you got to add in the fact that maybe it's a pile of crap that the producers know what they're doing.
No, I don't think the producers. I think it's the couples that just...
Oh, come on. You mean to tell me that Billy Cleary has the intellect to pull this off?
Not necessarily Billy Cleary. But it just seems to me that this whole idea, and I'm not even sure whether they conspired with each other, the couples. I'm just saying, all these couples, they're all BS. I wish I could use the word, because that's what they are. They are BS people. They don't have any, you know, they're sitting there getting all concerned and all distraught while this is going on. But they went on the trip.
Right. Yeah, I know, but listen, you're watching it, though.
I know I am.
You're watching it.
I know, but I hate them all. Well, I said to my wife, we're watching this, and I said, there's not one person there that I have seen, single, married, or whatever, that I would want to spend 10 minutes with socially.
But I'm sure the people from Fox think, you know, who give a rat's ass? You're watching it.
I'm watching it,
Who cares if you like the people or not?
Well, I care.
Well, I care. It's important to me. Can't something be important to me?
Well, then don't watch it.
I watch it because I like to hate them.
Okay, all right. I didn't know you felt so passionate about it.
I did. Last night I was sitting there. I'm like, Billy Cleary, moron, mook.
Yes.
Dummy.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Hiya, pretty boy, slick tan.
Yes, yes.
You know, the other guy, Andy. You know, Andy wants everybody to love him. Oh, they didn't pick me. Poor little Andy moron. Then he got Mandy with her Medusa hair.
But, you know, the more you're railing about it, you're bringing up all the reasons that I watch it.
Yeah, well, I watched it
that
too.
I dislike the people also, but I guess for whatever reason, this is like a role reversal that I don't have this deep-seated hatred inside me for them. I dislike them, but they're fun to watch on TV.
Yeah, I really dislike them. Every one of them. Temptation Island, here's the difference. Temptation Island, there are usually two or three people on Temptation Island right away that I'm rooting for, that I like. And I like to have a rooting interest for them.
I like the girl with the chihuahua eyes. The girl, the one who's married to the guy who nobody picked, I think.
Yeah, I know.
Or she's not married to him.
She's olive skinned.
Yeah, she was the one.
She's with Kaya.
Mm-hmm. She's the one who sat all the way on the right when they had the three girls lined
up. Yeah, if there's one person of all those people, she would be the one that I dislike the least. In fact, I think she's okay. I think she's very innocent. I don't think she wants to do anything to diss Kaya, but Kaya, meanwhile, is sucking face with that other girl.
The only one that I truly hate is Billy Cleary.
Billy Cleary's my number one, so we agree on that. But I also, when Andy started getting all really upset because none of the girls picked
him. Hey, come on, that's funny, though.
Yeah, it's funny, but yeah. I mean,
it was great.
It's like, shut up.
Oh, come on, it was a great moment.
Humiliated on national television.
There's my girl, Pinky. Pinky will pick me. Yeah, and I'm money.
It was great as then Pinky came over to console. That was my favorite part, is when Pinky came over to console the guy and said, hey, I didn't know. They said the people that you, and she's trying to spin it, and then she walks away, and he is so not my favorite.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how about the Truman Show moment where Billy was telling the cameraman, hey, this is my life, and they said, this show is your life.
Yeah, yeah. That's when Billy Cleary was going to hit the camera.
Billy Cleary. Billy Cleary.
Billy Cleary.
Boy, imagine wherever he lives is probably a regular listener of this show.
Yeah.
Oh, he sure does fit the profile.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen a lot of Billy Clearys at our shows.
I said to Frieda last night, I said, you want to know the typical guy who listens and calls our show?
Right.
Take a good look at Mr. Cleary right there.
Billy Cleary.
Hello, I'm Billy Cleary.
I'm Billy Cleary.
All of the girls like me, Billy Cleary.
And my girlfriend, Mandy.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I mean, the concept of the whole Temptation Island, you know, I don't really agree with it in a sense. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm a newlywed and just gotten married. Yeah. You know, I don't agree with that concept of sticking couples together and I mean, I guess I sound like a goody two-shoes.
F you. Call me.
No, you don't. No, don't tell him. No, I agree with him.
Call me after you've been married for a while.
But I agree with the guy. I mean, anybody that has any, you know, anybody that has any self-respect would not go on that show.
Me don't think the fine gentleman from Virginia protests too much.
Well, I don't understand. Explain that.
You're mad. You're mad at the concept of the show. You're mad at the people on the show.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I am. But what do you mean by I don't protest too much? What is your point?
You keep saying how much you hate it, and you hate the concept, and you hate the people.
Right.
Yet, last night from 9 to 10,
yes,
you were right there. I guess my point is, if you really hated it that much,
I'd turn it off.
You wouldn't watch it.
Well, it's like people that hate us. They can't tear themselves away.
Right. It's the exact same thing.
I watch it now, you know, but I didn't watch it last week because last night I hated him. And I agree with that guy that the concept is kind of BS. But no, I'm not saying that I turned it off. I was right there.
It's the same reason that we were all sucked into that Osmond movie. Yeah, we weren't truly entertained for a moment because it sucked so bad, but we couldn't tear ourselves away.
And I just think that guy was calling was kind of a puzzy just because he was, you know, just a newlywed and stuff.
Well, it's just the people.
Because I just got married. I don't know. Maybe because I got married. Well, look, I got news for you. I've been married 20 years. I enjoyed it. Okay.
Yeah, but you would never be on that. You would never do that. You and your wife at any stage in your relationship would not have done that. That's what that guy was doing. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is let him get a couple of years under his belt.
Right. Especially then if he doesn't enjoy other couples whose lives are going to, in shambles around them.
So what you're saying is if you want to really make Temptation Island even better, you take people that have been married 15-plus years and bring them down to Temptation Island.
Hey, now there, okay, ooh. There, you want to know?
You know, then you'd have some more chips on the line there, you know?
There you go.
You have people that have maybe, you know, gone through counseling and it hasn't worked. And
that's how you up the ante.
You have them, because then you'd get some real winners.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Radio Gods. First off, I want to say I'm mad at Don.
Well,
because you made me watch that stupid show. I never watched it. I made fun of my wife for watching it, but then you started talking about it, so I thought, okay, I'll check it out.
Okay.
I cannot not watch it. It is the most retarded thing I've ever seen on television, but you can't look away. It's like,
you can't. It's a train wreck. I honestly,
last night.
There was never a moment last night when I was watching that show that I had even the slightest inkling of turning it off. I didn't sit there and say I hate it so much, but there was I got angrier and angrier and angrier as the night went on.
How funny did you think
it was when the one chick that everybody dated, the one chick that messed around with all three guys, they all dissed her at the end, and she was standing there looking like just a moron.
Yeah, that's why she cried.
It was very funny when she had her nice whore cry on the set.
That was hilarious. Yeah, she was in the news crying, oh, wow, I'm a whore, yet nobody picked me. I wonder why.
There's plenty of good stuff on that show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I can watch the show and attack it. You're just going to have to deal with it.
I am.
I can watch the show and I can tear it to pieces, but as long as I watch it, that's all that matters.
I'll tell you, it ain't as bad as that piece of crap I walked in on my wife watching last night, the Bette Midler show.
Oh. And what is the deal with her head?
What
has she had done? What failed plastic surgery has she? I watched 5 seconds of
it. And speaking of plastic surgery, Olivia Newton-John was on that show last night, and she's like, had some chisel work done also.
Yeah, and it was wall time for Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yeah.
A while back. I would think she would be a woman that would hold up a little bit.
Oh, but I know what Frieda said. You know, women have a code, okay? I was sitting at the breakfast bar having my dinner last night, and my kid's doing his homework, and she's watching this awful Bette Midler show, and I said, God, look what a cow Bette Midler is. And look, what the hell happened to Olivia Newton-John? I said, something's going on there. And she says, turns to me, she goes, she had breast cancer.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I said, well, great. Does that affect her face? You know, her boobs look fine to me. What's wrong with her face?
So what you did was you shared a remarkably sensitive moment with your wife.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying there.
Yeah, that's right.
But Bette Midler, I was looking at her face, and she just, she looks scary.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was just a few years ago, she did one of those specials where she had lost a lot of weight, and she, you know, she's never going to win any beauty contest, but she didn't, I think we discussed it on the show, that she looked passable.
She's doable.
And now she looks scary. She looks like she had a mask. It looks like something out of Mask.
And why do all the homos like her so much?
Well, it's like Barbara Streisand and that type.
She started her career by singing in gay bathhouses, and that's how she developed the gay male following that she has today.
And Barry Manilow was her piano player.
That's right.
It's true.
All right, thank you, Head. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello? All right, I tried. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello.
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 Yeah. Hello. Anyway, I just wanted to go back to Temptation Island. That's the first time that I've ever watched the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was pretty amazed by, what is the purpose of that show? Is it to see if a couple is going to resist beautiful or good-looking whatever, women or guy? It's up to definitely people who are judging those people, because I think some of those people, either women or guys, were not good-looking at all. But anyway, what is the purpose of it?
There is no purpose. There's no prize. There's no nothing. If somebody tells you there's a purpose, it's a lie. There's no purpose to that show.
Yeah, but the thing is, I do like the idea of making, you know, the 15, 16-year married couples, you know, putting really something on the line. You know, you don't have people just saying, hey, we're a committed couple.
Or even,
that's really what they want on.
You know, even get newlyweds.
Yeah.
I mean, get people who have, they're coming right off their honeymoon and put them on the island. You know, like, in that regard, I agree with you 100%. What do they have to? What do Billy and Mandy have to lose?
Oh, well, that's where the whole thing could be.
If they break up,
you know, they could say, "Hey, you could say to the producers, I'm in a committed relationship of a year and a half. I think it was with Billy and Mandy.
Billy Cleary.
You know, you could say, oh, we're in a very committed relationship. You know." How much did the producers really screen those people? I mean, they didn't know that one couple had a kid.
It's Fox. You know, they didn't screen them at all.
Yeah, so you committed?
Yeah, we're committed. Yeah, okay, yeah, get on the plane.
Billy and Mandy are still together, by the way. It's up to 2 years now.
Oh, you mean after the show got done?
Yeah.
So you're ruining the end of the show for us.
I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks, Buzz.
Okay.
Thanks, Buzz.
I thought it addressed the point we were discussing.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Buzz Stossel, everybody. Charlie Burbank.
I thought everyone had read that.
No, we don't all read Us Magazine, Buzz.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I would have picked, of all the couples, I would have picked those two number one to disintegrate.
Yeah, well, now
we know.
Well, perhaps I'm wrong.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Perhaps you're wrong. I've been wrong before.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, man.
We've discussed this before. I don't want you to answer this, but I'm going to ask the question just to ask it. Does anyone, have we confirmed that there is actual intercourse on the island?
Well, let's ask him. I don't know.
What do you say, Fidel?
No, you're just going to have to wait and see. I wouldn't tell you.
He's wearing his goddamn Fidel Castro outfit today. He is. Look at him. He's wearing his military shirt today.
Che Guevara has just destroyed Temptation Island for everybody.
I heard Kaya has a mad affair with Mark W. Wahlberg.
That's just a rumor, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
The thing with Olivia Newton-John, didn't she have both her breasts removed?
Was I don't know.
Deal?
I don't know.
She had the plastic surgery to make herself feel better.
I don't know. I was just commenting on the girl's face.
Yeah, I think somebody else might know for sure, but I thought they were both removed, actually.
All right. Well, thank you.
Looking good to you, though, huh?
Yeah, no, she didn't look. I mean, yeah, her body looked fine.
Her face didn't look as good as I would have expected it to look.
Her face was shinier and was more, it had more distinct lines to it, like someone had, you know, the hammer and chisel
on
it.
And if she, you know, beat breast cancer, more power to her, that's great, congratulations. But I was staring at Bette Midler
right.
And just wondering what plastics, you know, whether she has had plastic surgery or it could be that she hasn't and now gravity has just turned her into something.
Yeah, I don't think Olivia Newton-John had face cancer. I mean, whatever has happened to her face is just,
right.
That's a choice that she's made.
And I just caught the very tail end of it. Were they supposed to be, they were talking about some, you got the role in Grease or something, and is it one of those deals where they go in and out of who they really are, their star power?
I think Olivia Newton-John was playing Olivia Newton-John on the show.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
I saw the very end where she said, well, let's go out and let's have a cup of coffee. Okay, but let's take my car because I slashed your tires.
Ha, ha, ha. Wah, 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 wah. Hello, not on my show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, Mike, just turn the TV off. Why don't you read a book? Or play with the kid or have sex with your wife?
Well, first of all, my kids were in bed. Later on in the evening, I did have sex with my wife. And your point about reading a book is very well taken. But as mentioned before, I didn't have to read a book. There was another option I had, the West Wing. There was some reason that I could not tear myself away. I don't know what it is. I can't identify it. And maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm mad at myself for watching that. That might be what it is. I'm mad at myself for watching.
Hey, can I suggest a book?
Yes.
It's a bestseller.
What?
The Bible. It's not as great as the latest John Grisham thriller.
That's right.
But it's a true life story.
May I recommend for a true automotive experience, the Bentley.
The Bentley.
Right.
What a dick he is.
He is.
For a true automotive experience. Nothing beats a Bentley.
God. And, you know, you do this quite often, but I must say, I'm going to say this, guy. I don't like to say it, but I want to say, I don't say this about my wife and I very much because I don't like to. I'm not comfortable doing that, but I just want to say.
Oh, are we going to get a sex story?
No, that's not a story, no detail whatsoever. Just last night was touche.
Did you do everything?
Bravo. No, it's very, you know, very quick, relatively quick, just fantastic, just very intense. It had been a while. And we, you know, we got back to it, and it was, you know.
Congratulations.
I want to give my wife a round of applause.
Excellent.
Absolutely. I mean, really just.
Really.
Like one of the first times.
Doggy style?
No.
You on top?
Yep.
Really? Any anal?
No. See, you know, here's my moment, and you're just going to soil it.
No, I'm not soiling it.
I'm just trying to give my wife a compliment here.
Finger her Duke?
No. You watch.
Although you've said before that you've had your hand in the
No,
area.
No, none of that. No, no, just.
Just simple.
Just basic intercourse. Yeah, just real passion. And it's, you know, I mean, we'll be 7 years married, I guess, in the, you know, the end of the summer. And wow. It's just after, it's,
it's good to know that that's still,
yeah.
You know, she's been working out. I've been working out. It was very, very, very strong.
Good.
Very, very good. And I feel, maybe that's why I'm just so full of everything.
You gave it to her.
I felt like, sometimes you do that and you really want to stand on the bed and you want to go. So it was good.
How was it for her?
But I do feel like maybe I should have read a book instead of watching.
How was it for her?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's my boy.
She indicated to me that it was good. But she always does that.
She's like
many women do. She always says. But I got the impression, you know how I can tell? I can tell the morning after by the way we get along. And it was great. So that's how I can tell. If in the morning it's like, would you please take Elizabeth to school? Then I know it's not that good. But I just felt I had to vent. You know, I'm full of energy.
Yeah, I've noticed that. That's good.
That's good. You're rubbing yourself. You're touching yourself now. Jesus, look at him.
Banging on my knees.
Christ.
Yes, sir. But afterwards, we went for a drive.
For a true automotive experience.
The Bentley.
Nothing beats the Bentley.
God.
The Bentley.
What an ass.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the bloom is off the rose for me and Frida, because I banged her a couple of days ago and didn't even come in and tell you about it.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I bang her all the time and don't tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's going to be a competition.
What?
Well, now if you're going to start talking about your sex life, I'm going to have to tell you.
You know,
I'm going to bang my wife.
No, I'm not going to do that. I felt like doing that today just because it was so wonderful that I thought I'd share that. I don't do that very often. I don't know how my wife feels about me doing that either, but I just felt like saying something. But I don't know. You know why I don't? Because you just do that Inquisition thing. You start talking about fingers and the Duke.
Give me the Inquisition. I'm an open book.
Do you know what? What do I do when you're telling your stories? I want to crawl under a goddamn rock.
Why? They're beautiful, tender love stories.
They make me oogie. You know
love
that.
Stories.
You talk about you. The more detail you get, the more I want to be in a different state with you.
I want to tell you one thing. It was not yesterday, day before yesterday, when my wife got up,
mm-hmm.
She had to get a towel. She had to get
like on your bed.
A towel. A towel to go down there.
See, you are much, much more at ease with discussing that than I am.
Because there was so much of me.
It makes this show great.
Man. That was there.
You are, you know, right now I'm
She got up and she went.
Right now I'm starting to put my elbows together.
She got up, we got done, and she went. She stepped off the bed, she went, oh. But, you know, it was drip, drip, drip.
That's why you need the new ceiling or something, right? Oh, no, that's the roof.
No.
You weren't doing it.
We were not, no.
Need to get a new floor.
But I look at that with pride much the way you did. The fact that there was so much of me left in there that when she got up,
intense.
It was actually overflowing.
Intense, okay.
And you can get
See, that's why I don't give you the Inquisition.
You're much
better at the sex talk than I.
I take it back. She didn't. I can't say for sure she grabbed a towel. She might have grabbed one of my socks.
Well, whatever's around.
Yeah, whatever was there.
Oh, your feet, though.
Yeah, I know.
Did she go with your sock down there?
I think it was her sock.
Oh, I hope
so. Yeah, no, it was her sock because I never take my socks off.
Okay, good, right. Good.
Yeah, it was her sock.
If she used your sock, there might be.
Yeah, I know.
That could be very problematic.
Yeah. She have a combination of athlete's foot and toe fungus on her puzzy.
Not good.
All kinds of problems.
Oh, God.
Well, good for you.
I feel kind of energized today. I really do.
I feel different.
I feel like,
you know, you, Tarzan. Way to go. Good.
Yeah.
Now go home and do that again tonight.
Oh, I might.
Yeah, think about it.
But am I going to report on it?
So you won't know if I did.
Oh, yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No.
Oh, no.
No, you won't.
Oh, no.
No, you won't.
Because now I know how you act after you get some and you're all happy about it.
Well, no, I get some all the time and I don't come in here and do this. It was just particularly, you know, it's just a good feeling. It's one of those, would you agree, both of you gentlemen have been married a lot longer than I have, and I will tell you that there is something, when you get into a marriage in a significant amount of time, and I'll say 5 years is a significant amount of time, you still, I mean, it just feels good to know that that's still that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure. You do want to. So I wanted to. I just had. I couldn't help myself. I wanted to talk about it.
Sure. I bet you get. I bet the fact.
You know, that was post Temptation Island.
I bet the fact that you're talking about it and raving about it now, that you'll get it tonight. That you won't even have to ask for it tonight.
Mm.
I bet you she offers it to you tonight.
on a platter.
There's a momentum, you know, so that could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's. I agree with you there. There's definitely a momentum.
I bet, and I bet.
It's a good thing. I'm just, you know, who knows?
I bet you get, you know, Daddy gets a treat tonight.
I'll bet you're wrong about that. Yeah. Can't really bet you because, you know, I want to win that. I mean, I want to lose that.
Yeah,
bet.
I know. Okay.
Right.
Well, good for you, stud.
Yeah, I feel good.
Excellent.
Feel good.
Like hearing that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello there, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Don, hate to tell you, but I think, you know, the situation with the towel.
Oh, let me just stop you for a second because
yes, sir.
I know who you are. You're a guy who calls all the time.
I haven't talked to you in 2 months.
Yeah, but he's a ball buster.
Yeah, he's a professional ball buster.
Well, why? Because I'm going to tell you a little.
No.
Oh,
you are. No. Listen, whatever you're going to say, it's not meaningful because you just call in to argue no matter what the topic is.
Valid point.
Yeah, so what you have to do is you have to figure out how to disguise yourself because now you've been outed.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Hey, good. Mike.
What?
Change the name of the band to Growler.
Oh, see, it's the same guy.
It's all
right,
your problems.
See, it's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hold on with you. Lisa just put on the screen. Did you think I was speaking about the size of my thing?
No, I'm telling you, you're not getting in there far enough. That's why it's dripping out. You got to...
Trust me.
Blow like a well, baby.
You know, I want to tell you...
You're the expert on that, okay? Like, you're not dealing with two fathers here, okay?
Oh,
okay.
You ever pump your gas, sir? That's what it's like for me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? You know what I mean? That nozzle stays on.
You
got me? Thank
you.
Good buddy.
And now I know Mike's elbows are together. Later, boys.
What a jerk. He is indeed.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to ask this guy some little bit of medical questions.
Okay, we're here. We're Dr. Don and Dr. Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Here's my problem. I'm only 34 years old. I just went to the doctor's because I was having a little pain in my groin.
Whereabouts in your groin, sir?
Right in my testicles.
In your balls, okay.
Okay. Well, I'll try to use the regular terms for it.
No, that is the regular term. That is the official medical term, in your balls.
All right. Well, I don't want to get too dirty. I don't want to get you guys in trouble.
No need. So you have trouble with your beanbag.
Okay, that's cool. I also had some pain, like, in my inner thighs and some shooting pain that went down into my feet. So I went to the doctor for that. And this went on for about 6 months before I did anything because I'm a moron.
So the pain went from your balls to your legs to your feet?
Right.
Okay.
So then I go to a doctor and he tells me, okay, well, let's take a couple tests here. And I had to show up with a full bladder and all that crap.
My elbows are coming together again. I wanted to point that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine are wide open.
Cut to the chase.
All right. So I get he does a urine test on me and says I have sugar in my urine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do a blood test on me, and then they say my blood sugar was really high, and then they had to do another blood sugar.
Did you hear Buzz doing the test? Buzz, make that sound you make with the
sugar in the urine.
Yeah. Sugar in the urine.
That's how the doctor tasted it.
Test it.
So you have sugar in your urine, BFD.
Right. So, but the first time they took a test, it was like 405 was my sugar count.
What is the point, sir? Will you get to the point, please? We're not doctors.
Why did you have a shooting pain in your balls that went down to your feet? Is it because you have sugar in your urine?
Well, I have no idea. And that's the other thing. Because of all this, I haven't had like an erection in like 6 months.
Well, have you been to a urologist, specialist?
That's what I'm going to now. But I'm asking this guy if
I believe you're gay.
No, it's not a gay thing.
No, I think that's the first sign you're going gay.
I agree. That's your second opinion.
You get a pain in your balls. It goes down your legs, down to your feet, and then you get a high sugar level in your urine.
It's called spoonful of sugar syndrome.
Well, see, I'm asking this guy if he could prescribe me some Viagra for the erection.
No, you need some penicillin.
That's right.
No, I don't need any penicillin.
Yeah, you know, then what are you calling us for if you know what you need?
Well, I'm just asking you guys, what do you think?
I just gave you my expert medical opinion. I think you are going gay.
And you got a second opinion from me. I told you that Don's right about that. So, you know, you're gay. So what it means basically is if you don't want it,
to taste like sugar, keep it out of the honey pot.
I don't think my girlfriend doesn't think I'm gay, but maybe she does now.
Well, hold on, you can't get a boner.
Yeah, no, I haven't had her in like 6 months now.
Right. Hello, you're gay. Tell me something.
Wow. Sure.
What's your favorite Ricky Martin song?
I hate Ricky Martin.
Tell me a Ricky Martin song, though.
He
hates Ricky Martin because Ricky Martin wouldn't sleep with him.
What's your favorite Ricky Martin song?
I don't have a favorite Ricky Martin song.
Name a Ricky Martin song. And don't toy with me like this, because I know you know them.
The only one I know is, I work in a bar, and I have one on my jukebox, so the only one I know is Livin' La Vida Loca.
See? You're gay. You're gay. Tell me something.
Sure.
What show comes on after Friends and before Just Shoot Me?
I have no idea. I don't even watch TV. The only show I watch on TV is NYPD Blue.
What show comes on Thursday night at 9 o'clock?
I don't know. I'm in a chat room on the computer all the time.
You know why he watches NYPD Blue?
Why?
Ricky Schroeder.
Right.
Right.
No, he's Rick Schroeder now. He's not Ricky anymore.
Yeah. You would know that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's a little bit more manly now.
You would know that.
Yes,
he's a little more manly now.
Has your doctor seriously tried to help you with this?
Yeah, he has, but I just can't... I can't figure... He's telling me, well, here, take this medication.
Now, you've got Will and Grace of Titus.
No, Will and Grace. That show is dumb. I can't stand that show.
I thought you didn't watch that show.
Well, I've seen it. My mom has watched it.
Yeah, your mom.
So now we've established the fact that you're attracted to Ricky Martin and you're a fan of Will and Grace.
Not a fan of that.
Except that there's nothing wrong with it except your gayness.
That show is about as dumb as that stupid Bette Midler show or whatever. But, I just can't figure it out.
No, listen, you've called in for our opinion.
Right,
I think
I should do.
Is the pain radiating out of your testicles as we speak?
It feels like a soreness, like I just worked out or something. And if you're working out and you get sore muscles, that's what it feels like.
Do you go to the gym?
No.
You don't go to the gym?
No, I'm a drummer, though.
Maybe you should start going to the gym.
Right.
It'd be a good opportunity if you see lots of naked dudes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Lots of naked dudes in the dressing rooms there, in the shower room.
Yeah. No, I don't want to get into that. I might pick up some disease on my feet or something.
He's called us for help, and I'm not quite sure.
We've offered the help.
Yeah,
I'm just asking you guys advice.
How many times do we have to tell you?
We keep saying you're asking our advice. We've given you our advice.
We think you're turning gay. But that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Actually, it might be a good idea if I actually turn gay.
There you have it.
Okay, good.
I'm glad you accepted our advice.
Because that way, if I ever show up at a party and Don's behind me disco dancing, then I'm...
Oh, boy. Yeah,
right. Listen, but I'll tell you this. You can make jokes about me. I can get a boner. I banged my wife just the day before yesterday. And you know what? My balls don't hurt. And I can tell you something. My urine is as vinegary as can be. Ain't no sugar in my urine.
How do you know that it's vinegary?
Well, how do you think I know? How do you think I know? I'm constantly testing myself to find out if I'm gay by drinking my own urine.
Another day, not gay.
I'm straight.
I don't know.
No, but you are gay. Nothing wrong with that. Welcome. You know, all gays, lesbians, straights, they're all welcome on the show.
Mm. I don't know about that.
Okay, well, your time is up.
Oh.
Thank you.
Hey, one second.
What?
See, that's what he wants, really. Yeah, he wants more than anything else. He wants to stay on the air a long
time. Actually, I just wanted you guys to say my name a couple times, because I hear you say this name all the time.
Okay, wait, hold on. Take a deep breath and give us your name.
I just hung up on him.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I was calling because a Buzz, you know, we haven't heard a lot about his sex life lately. We've heard about the wife swapping in the past, but I was just wondering because, Don, we've heard about yours, and Mike, we've heard about yours, you know, in this past few days. Buzz, how's your sex life going with your wife?
It's good. It's active. It's solid. It's happy. You know, the swapping thing, that was a long time ago.
When you get to be Buzz's age, sir, you'll find that the word active is about as good a word as you can use.
It's important.
Yeah. Active.
Yes, it is.
Well, great. So that's all I was calling to ask. Love your show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, my friend.
That's Temptation Island. Keep up the good work.
What did you say, F Temptation Island?
Yeah, because
right.
You hate it.
Right, F, right. Okay, thank you.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, see you later.
Billy Cleary calling.
Bye-bye. All right, let's clear these lines out. You know, we have a brand-new secret song for you today. For all you effers out there, we got a new one for you. Okay? cracked this one.
Boys spent a little overtime putting this together?
Yeah, we did. And first, let me play you the one that we decided was too easy.
Okay.
Okay. This is not the new secret song, but this is the one that we were going to go with, and then we decided it's too easy. That's the one that we deemed was too easy.
Wow. Wow. Okay, and I have no idea what that one is.
No. It's a cake. It's so easy.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah. Well, of course, Mike, it's...
I think I know what it is. Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
It's, Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today. Prince?
No. Yeah. It's Orleans. You're still the one.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. But we didn't go with it.
We've been together since way back when.
But we didn't go with it. This ought to be too easy.
It wouldn't have been.
Some smart guy would call and get it right away.
But seriously, you know why it wouldn't have been? I mean, I know you joke about my lack of musical knowledge. That is, for oldies, that is seriously one of my favorite songs of all time. I don't think I would have ever gotten it.
Oh, sure.
You did something weird to me.
No, we didn't. We just played it backwards. We went right to the part where they go, you know, it goes kind of a cappella.
Right, right.
We're still having fun, and you're still the one. You are still. But we decided that was too easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Too easy.
So that means that the real one that you're going to be using is unbelievably difficult.
Well, here it is.
Okay, good.
Here's a listen for you.
That is tough.
Yeah. Go to work on that, students. There you go. Secret song number 6. It's worth $500.
Wow.
And you get a shot at it right now if you're the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. Good luck.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
It's a funny kind of a thing, but, you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good. Doc, thank you.
Mr. Beatty, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something?
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. No. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to be getting in touch with you.
Don't.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I don't fag you, dying.
Well, man. Proudly inviting all of America to eat their bung. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I just had a caller 100. I had a question for, hey, Lisa, are you around, or the minister, Chuck Broyhill, about our Valentine's Day show next Wednesday? You know, we're doing the big blind date show.
The new blind date.
10 naked girls, one blind guy. Some of the girls beautiful, some of them not so beautiful. One of the girls wins $1,000 at a dream date. How many girls have called thus far?
Called or registered?
Registered.
Two.
So you've had lots of calls?
Yes.
All right, girls, if you're interested in them.
You have to be naked.
Yeah, you got to be nude.
Yeah, we want to make that clear right up front.
But the guy won't be able to see you nude. The guy will be blindfolded. We're looking for 3 knockouts, 3 Playboy types, 3 normal girls.
Look at her.
3 girls. Right, who's on the screensaver today?
That's the local anchor woman. What's the name, Rob?
Gunir
Dinza.
All right, she'd be in
Gervier Dinza.
She'd be in the third group. The girls that really aren't quite knockouts. You got your knockouts.
Right.
You've got your hotties.
Right.
You've got your
big boned women.
And then
you have the booby prize.
We've got one Broomhilda.
Right.
So God, please let it be the Cher lady. She's never come down and participated in any contest.
Yeah, she probably won't.
But she'd be the perfect booby prize.
Yes,
so
would.
Girls, what we need you to do is to call Charlie on his voicemail or call Lisa, but don't call us on the request line because we don't want to hear your voices
right
on the air. Area code 703-691-1900. We'll get 10 women down here.
Fantastic.
10 nude women. One blindfolded guy. We'll pick the guy in a couple of days. Make sure he's a good-looking dude.
Right.
And then he will pick one woman naked. Again, he won't see her.
No, he won't.
And the reason this will be so great is that everybody listening will know the exact dimensions, the specifications of each woman that comes in.
Yes, we'll arrange it so the blindfolded gentleman won't be able to see the women, but we will be able to let you hear what they look like, and he won't hear it either.
Right, and then he'll just pick one woman, mm-hmm. and they will go immediately out on a dream date with a limo. We'll send him down to the world-famous Palm Restaurant.
Ooh, nice.
Right down off M Street in D.C., and Tommy will take care of you. There's free booze and nice dinner, mm-hmm. and that girl gets $1,000.
Fantastic.
Well, there'll be no free booze, of course. But the dinner will be free.
Oh, all right.
All these goddamn rules that we have around.
Rules and regulations.
Well, you can buy yourselves a drink.
You know,
okay, we'll give you some money so you can buy a bottle of wine.
Absolutely.
And anyway, we need girls to call, but it's important that we don't speak to the girls on the air. So call Charlie at 703-691-1900. And have we firmed up our other Valentine's Day guest?
Yes.
So
I'm waiting for... No.
I can't say?
No, I'm sorry. Mm. It's not from... I have to get a confirmation tomorrow.
All right. Mm. Great Valentine's Day guest.
Ooh.
Hint? Better than when we had Lou Ferrigno as our Valentine's Day guest.
Oh, okay.
Like a million times better than we had...
Man or woman?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, no, it's a guy. It's a guy. Could be our best Valentine's Day guest ever.
Wonderful.
Huh. We're very close to firming that up. So, girls, listen, you got to call Charlie. Once we get the 10 girls, we'll start the on-air screening process to find the perfect man.
Excellent.
For this contest. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I am caller 100.
Yes, hello. You are. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Jake.
Hi, Jake. Where are you from?
Warrenton.
All right, Jake, you want a bouquet of Valentine flowers courtesy of Sprint.
All right, I have nobody to give them to.
Stop by your Sprint store at D.C. Metro and check out their great offer. 2,000 minutes for $49 a month with a one-year Sprint PCS Advantage Agreement. Are you ready to go for $500?
Yes, I am.
All right, secret song number 6. I defy you to identify this by title and artist.
Very good.
I will tell you, it is a top 10 song.
Hmm.
Please don't answer till Mike sings like TLC.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Right on. This is my favorite new part of the show when Mike sings like today's hottest artist.
Yeah.
We wish you...
Ricky Martin.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
Up. There it is, and what a great song it is. I was singing that one. Ron, I've had that in my head all day. How about you?
I can't.
Oh, love it. I'll tell you this, it's not Right Said Fred, okay? Forget about that.
Scrub is a guy who thinks he's blind.
Yes. The money we're giving away in this contest is courtesy of Main Street Title.
All right.
For $500.
Would that be a
who and what?
Life by the Beatles?
Would that be what?
A Day in the Life by the Beatles?
No. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Actually, a decent guest. Thank you. Don't forget that every guest is a clue
for you.
For you. I can't believe what we were talking about our wives before, that I didn't tell you what my screwy wife is doing again.
What's she up to?
Now, look at the weather today.
Boy, it is one of those days, I tell you. Mm-hmm. Talk about cabin fever.
I mean, it is absolutely beautiful.
Wonderful.
Clear skies.
That'd be spring fever because it's warm out.
Mm-hmm. Sunshine temperature near 60 degrees today.
Right.
I come back from doing stuff today, and I come in, and she has her big... seasonal effect disorder lights.
Mm-hmm.
Her big fluorescent light on.
She could have gotten that out on the porch.
The sun's out. Well, she had all the shades pulled up, and there was bright sunlight coming into the kitchen, and she still had that big gigantic I'm sad because it's wintertime light on.
Really?
And I couldn't figure it out.
This would be the best, I think, in months. This would be the best day to be outside and just, you know, put your face up towards the sun.
Yeah. Well, I knew last night that she had the whim whams or something,
because mm-hmm.
that's what we call them, the whim whams.
The whim whams.
And I knew this morning that she had the whim whams.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get home and she got the light on. I said, well, you got your light on? It's like beautiful outside. Look,
she's
at
had that for a long time, so it works for her.
No, I don't think it does. I think she still got the whim-whams.
The whim-whams.
But anyway, I just thought it was retarded that on a beautiful sunny day when she had all of the blinds in the house up and there was sunlight coming through every single window.
It's going to be even nicer tomorrow, right?
That she had this gigantic fluorescent light on today.
They're saying, by what they say, but they're saying maybe upwards of 68, 69 degrees tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah, believe it when I see it. Oh, now listen, I was not able to get the phone number of Stevie V. Because I was not able to get in touch with my friend Moon last night.
Yes, Stevie V, who you've never heard from in 22 years and decides to call you and ask for All-Star Game tickets, and then when you don't have them, tells you that our show sucks.
Right, so I hope to have his phone number for you tomorrow, because I spoke to my other friend's wife, and she said he was out of town, but when he gets back, he'll give me the number. So that's that. The one thing I did want to talk about was all the parties that are going on here in D.C. this weekend for the NBA All-Star Game.
Big All-Star Game in town.
And we know this firsthand from when we were at the Super Bowl.
Right.
We know how jive-ass all of these parties are.
Oh, they're yuck.
Like the commissioner's party and that Maxim party that you went to with Steve Johnson.
Yes, totally jive.
Well, I just want to warn anyone who thinks that they're getting in on something great. Last night I was listening to the sports junkies, the guys who come on after us, and they were excited because they had some guy call up and give them tickets to the Playboy party. And I don't think that the sports junkies know this, and I found it out myself today.
Okay.
When I got a call from a guy who works in media in the town. Guy works at Channel.
Okay.
So he calls up and he says, hey, would you be interested? The invitation was for you, too.
Right.
Would you and Mike and your wives be interested in coming to the NBA All-Star Playboy Party? I said, gee, I don't know. We just went through all that crap at the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe we would. He said, great. The tickets are $500 each.
Oh.
And I said,
yeah, right.
Well, you know, we don't pay for that crap.
Only worst thing than going to those parties when you get the tickets for free is going and paying.
And then the guy told me that it wasn't like he wasn't doing anything shady,
right,
trying to make money on the side, that apparently you can go to whatever club this is downtown,
yeah,
and you can pay $500 and buy a ticket, and you go to this party.
So it's really not exclusive at all.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, at least for my money,
yeah,
it's not a party.
It's a fundraiser.
If you have to pay to get in somewhere.
Right, exactly.
That's not a party.
And if anybody can go, it's not exclusive.
Right.
I mean, if all you have to do is reach into your wallet, you know, break open the piggy bank and go to this party, it's not an exclusive shindig.
Right. And, you know, the guy said to me, well, no, listen, you might want, you know, some of your favorites will be there. You know, Alonzo Mourning, you know, he named a lot of players that I,
right,
that I like. And I said, well, see, even if I did pay the money, I know.
And you know what that means? $500 will get you in the door,
and they'll be in the special roped off area.
Right, exactly.
If I can get you tickets, would you go?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Are you going, Charlie?
Could you get VIP tickets?
I don't know which level ticket they are, but
I would go if they were the VIP tickets. I'd take for you if they were VIP tickets.
Okay.
But when is it?
I think Saturday.
Oh, I can't go Saturday. I thought the guy told me it was Friday.
I found at the Playboy party?
Yeah.
I think it's Saturday.
I thought the guy told me it was Friday. Well,
they're having more than one.
Well, I don't know. Well, no, I couldn't go Saturday.
Okay.
But I might be able to Friday.
But you're into basketball. I'm not into basketball. So, I mean, you'd have a good time if you got, like, the top-tier ticket. But you know what? For $500, you're right. You get in there. You're on the, you know, they'll have separate rooms or separate floors.
Yeah.
With, you know, the VIP, VIP, VIP. That's what these things are all about. They're all about the tier system. It's the class system at its absolute worst.
It's great if you want to pay $500 to pay $8 for a beer.
Yeah, and also
to
stand in line. And stand in line for an hour.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, no way.
Forget it. I mean, it's not like you're going to get the ticket and you walk in and Alonzo Mourning is standing in there at the door and he goes, hey man, what's happening? How you doing? Nice to meet you. Here's some of my friends.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan. Magic Johnson. Here's Grant Hill. Come on in, man. Come on. I mean, that's not going to happen.
Man, it'll be crowded.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Yuck.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Oz.
Yes, hi.
Hey,
Oz.
I'd like to talk to you guys. Is this Don and Mike?
Hello.
Goodbye, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, Don, what's up? I almost got hit with the same scam. The $500 tickets are the VIP tickets. The non-VIP are only $150.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, still, I wouldn't pay $500 for it.
No, VIP means either two things. It means either you're in a separate level or it means you don't have to pay for your booth.
And you know what? If there's a level where they're selling VIP tickets,
right,
that would mean that there's a level on top of that,
guarantee it,
where you would have the people like Alonzo Mourning who don't want to be bothered meeting regular people.
At the Maxim magazine party where I had a VIP ticket, I had a VIP badge that I hung around my neck, and the VIP ticket got me free booze when I walked around, and there was a separate area. There was also where the celebrities were, was I forgot what he called it. The big, because I walked in there, like I was going to walk in there, and they stopped me. I said, I thought I have this ticket. He said, no, this is the reserved area.
Yeah, right.
So inside the VIP area, there is the reserve. It's just,
of course,
they keep it going.
Just another chance to get screwed. That's all it is.
Charlie just said my farting guy is here, so
I'll bring him in. Oh. Absolutely. Now listen.
I guess I have to take responsibility. He just told me he's better than Tommy Hilfiger.
Mike has booked a guest on the show. Mike told me last week that this guy who works in a music store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Guitar Center. This is Bill, and he works in the drum section back there. And he said, I heard that guy, Tommy Hilfiger, I can do a lot better. He claims he can do a lot better. He didn't give me an example of it because, he was obviously a business at the time.
This is your first ever booking on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bill, the guy with the long hair.
No. He said he has another guy that does the same thing.
Ah.
So there might be two guys that do this. I'm not sure. If the other guy doesn't do anything, we can kick him out of here.
Tommy Hilfiger will be a tough act to
my
top.
Man.
On this
hey,
show.
Bill.
How you doing?
My man.
How's it going?
My man.
All right, now, Bill, step up to the microphone.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Bill, this is Don.
Hi. Very nice to meet you, sir.
This is Rob.
Hey there, Bill.
Hi.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Bill's a very good drummer, too. Very
now,
great,
Bill,
okay, drummer.
Okay. I understand that you think you're better than Tommy Hilfiger?
Yes, that is true.
Okay, let's hear what you got.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Now, where do you want the microphones?
Should be.
How do you want to do this? What's that?
As near to my butthole as possible.
Robbie, put the mic. Put either mic 3 or 4 right down by his butt.
Again, he goes to the floor.
Okay.
All right. Now you're gonna do it from. All right. He's doing the same technique. Well, it looks like he's doing the same technique.
He's meditating.
Oh, got a bad mic cord there.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
It is weak.
All right.
These are weak?
Okay, you said they're weak.
Then give us strong ones.
Okay.
I'll have to stretch for a second.
All right, he's going
to
stretch for a second.
I'm very out of practice. This is
not bad, not bad.
That was all right.
I mean, you haven't totally embarrassed me, so I mean, at least it's worthwhile. But I'm hoping that, you can outdo Hilfiger. Now, what do you have to do? You have to prepare?
I hope so. I mean, I haven't done this since high school. I used to do it back in high school.
All right.
In the middle of class when they were showing movies and stuff like that. So.
All right, we'll get back down there. Give us some more.
All right, here we go. Can you do it again?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Lays on his back.
Right. Have a nice sip of Coca-Cola.
Leans on his shoulders.
Coca-Cola.
Puts his feet in the air.
Okay, knock us out.
I don't know if this day people can do this at all. All right.
Knock us out.
Now, what are you doing to your stomach?
Wow us.
Kind of warming it up. Warming it up.
Okay, good luck.
He's like pushing his hands into his stomach.
The pressure's somewhat off of me now, because, he did do it.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so I'd like to really see him blow Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, but he's not as good as Tommy Hilfiger yet.
Not yet.
All right, this is
going to
take a second.
Okay.
Man, I knew this was going
to
happen.
Yeah, well, it happened to Tommy Hilfiger last time.
Although he did give us some great ones.
The first time he came in, yes.
Do we have any tapes of him?
No.
No, we don't have them archived.
We don't? Hey, this is a dry hole, Bill?
This is a dry hole.
All right, Bill.
All right, thank you, Bill. Goodbye.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's give him a nice round of applause. Bill, thanks a lot.
I've met Tommy Hilfiger.
I put my ass on the line for you.
You're no Tommy Hilfiger.
I know.
I don't know. What's that, Bill?
I was tearing him up at work this morning. I was at Guitar Center. I just came here from
work. Why'd you do it at work? It's like when we sent Dennis Murphy out.
I haven't done it in years. I mean.
All right. Well, that's okay.
Thank you.
I know you didn't totally embarrass me. That's all right.
Okay.
The drums are coming. I'll see you next week.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Good to meet you, Mr.
I expect
no need for a handshake.
I expect a very nice discount.
I only shake hands with talented performers. But please treat Mike well at your store.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. He's very disappointed.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, you know, the guy comes at you and says, hey, yeah. I'm better than Tommy Hilfiger.
I was rooting for him. I was rooting for him.
I think a guy come up and say, I can hit a home run farther than Mark McGwire.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All and, right. You know, we got that one volley, and then it was, that yeah. was it. Hey, but Bill, I'm still going to be coming into the store.
So still give Mike whatever generous discount
Please
it is.
Give me the discount
that you're going to give him.
You know, and you embarrassed me on the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That should be worth another 10%.
Absolutely. That should be a 20% discount.
Hello?
Oh, hold on, Mr. 40.
Hey.
Yo.
Ah. Right, right.
Right,
right. Right, right.
What's going on?
I.
What's going on?
I.
How you doing, 40?
Chilling.
Hey, what's happening, little Bow Wow?
Uh-oh. Not little Bow Wow.
You're little Bow Wow.
Watch MTV.
Have you seen little Bow Wow?
No.
You should add that to your repertoire, Mike.
Really?
It's like a 12-year-old kid who walks down the halls of a school.
Yeah.
He's got the baggy clothes on. He's like, my name is Little Bow Wow.
Little Bow Wow.
I'm Little Bow Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm into Little Bow Wow.
I have to give him his props.
So, Mr. 40, what's up with you?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I've been trying to call. I haven't been able to get through lately, you know, so I just had to pick a fine time to squeeze through everything, so I'm glad to get to talk to you.
You sound very relaxed, Mr. 40.
Oh, yes.
Are you enjoying a 40 right now?
Yes, right now.
What is the 40 of choice?
Hold on. I just...
Get it out of the bag.
It's Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. I'm just chilling today, though. I was going to stop by one day next week and bring by your Arbitron trophies.
Oh, for being number one in the ratings.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Hold on. I just had a brainstorm. Hey, Charlie, come here for a minute. If we could get those tickets to the Playboy party,
yes.
We should send Mr. 40 with a tape recorder.
Absolutely, yeah.
Could we get those tickets and give them to... what's wrong with that microphone?
That was just in someone's butt.
That one was. That one's got a bad cord on it, though,
yeah.
It
sounds like. Could we get those tickets and send 40? Or get him a ticket?
Can try.
Yeah, would you please?
Yeah.
Okay, great. How would you feel about going to the Playboy party, NBA All-Star?
I feel fine.
I'd like it. I feel fine.
You'd like that?
We'll send you with a tape recorder, and your job would be to interview as many famous people as you possibly could.
Right, right.
Okay. And if you get another ticket, maybe you can take Grady Smoke.
Right. Hey, we'll be up at that on pod. Now, is that, that's not jeans and boots, though, is it?
No, I think it's dress up. You know, hard shoes.
Okay. Hard shoes.
Hard school shoes.
That's not too white of me.
Hard shoes. Where are your hard shoes?
Hard shoes and a nice clip-on tie.
With a big buckle.
Those correctional shoes are real hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if Charlie can get that, if Charlie gets that together, then we'll send you down with a tape recorder. And that would be an excellent way to find out what that party is really like.
Absolutely.
We'd be able to see if Mr. 40 really gets to talk to anybody famous.
See if Hef's there. All right, 40?
Oh, to see if Hef's there. Okay, yeah.
He's into the 40.
I thought that was see if Hef's there, comma.
No. We were just waiting for a comment from you. Right.
Hef.
Right.
Yeah. The smoking jacket.
Right.
Okay, hold on there, 40.
All right. Hold on a second. That's 40 moving at his own speed.
You know, sometimes when he gets 240-ish,
he's in his own planet.
Yeah. I mean, you can communicate with him, but you can only communicate with him like you can see him.
Absolutely. And, that's when we enjoy his calls the most.
Right.
I'm disappointed in my guy, Bill. I really am. I wish he'd been able to blow the doors off the place.
You know what? You went out on a limb to help another performer, Mike.
Don, you know that it's part of my thing to help young artists.
That's what our business is all about. Feel good about yourself, Mike.
Absolutely.
You helped a struggling artist today.
I did, and we're still good friends.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Oh, no.
Oh, is this the how you doing guy?
How you doing?
Just a short one. It might have been a how you doing impersonator.
I think it was a faux how you doing guy.
I think you're absolutely right.
I don't think it was the real McGilla. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
This is Joe.
Joe
Mama.
Oh, please.
Well executed.
Not even worthy of a response. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Congratulations on stopping your leak, Buzz.
Thank you, Jorge. I appreciate that.
Don and Mike, you know why he was leaking, don't you?
Why?
There was was so much of me down there.
just like Frida, right.
Tell the truth about your wild sex life, Buzz.
No, I don't think that's quite right, Jorge. You're stretching.
You left out a chapter.
You're stretching the truth again, Jorge.
Sizable chapter.
Big size.
Long, wordy chapter.
Trust me, check my socks.
Our torrid love cannot be denied.
Yes,
I have
can.
Filled you up.
You what?
Brimming.
What'd you say? You would what?
I have filled him up to brimming, overflowing with my love.
In your dreams, Jorge.
Yes, in your dreams, too.
With my love.
As we lay entwined at night.
Right.
Our minds dreaming.
You know, I get this guy mixed up. Is this the guy who said he wanted to brush his teeth with Buzz's
love?
Yes,
mm-hmm. The original Jorge.
Oh, well, that was a good one, that he wanted to brush your teeth with Buzz's love.
Yes.
Okay. See.
All right.
Thank clamming.
Clamming. All right.
That's right.
Goodbye, Jorge.
Goodbye, Buzz.
Goodbye, Jorge.
Bye-bye. Am I joining us now, the original Tommy Hilfiger?
Ah, very good.
Tommy.
How are you guys doing?
Tommy. Well, that guy came down and said he was better than you. He was not quite as good.
Not out. So I was listening. I said, oh, man, I got to call in and say what's up to you guys.
Now, the last time you came by, Tommy, you had another guy, and you guys kind of had a bad day that day, much like Bill had his bad day today.
Right, and I understand how he feels, so, you know.
Well, when are you going to come down and give us another great performance like the first time you did?
You know, since I embarrassed myself the last time, I've been practicing, so I'm going to come in after my, I'm kind of like trying to make a comeback like Rocky. And so I've been playing the same song with the dun da 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 da, you know, that kind of thing. So
it'd be great if you could fart to that music.
Maybe I will when I come in.
All right. Well, listen, the doors are always open for you, Tommy Hilfiger.
I'll call you to let you know when I'm coming in then, all right?
All right, Tommy.
Talk to you later.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, if I see Bill... And Bill says, listen, it was a horrible day. It was a horrible day, and he wants a rematch.
He can have another shot.
Gets another shot. Okay.
What the hell?
Very good.
What the hell? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Maybe. Yeah, how would you have to be to go to the Las Vegas-style shows?
Well, do you have a fake ID?
Don't have a fake ID.
Well, then I don't think you can get in.
21.
Yeah, I think it's 21.
Okay.
But make a fake ID. They never check.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You still sell them, don't you? Do you have a fake ID?
Still sell them.
Only during the summer at Ocean City.
Oh, right.
Hey, my kid made one.
That's what I hear.
Really?
I am not kidding. The other night, he came upstairs and said, hey, Dad, take a look at this. My name is Steve Summers or whatever. And he handed me what appeared to be... An absolute replica of an Indiana driver's license.
Oh, my God.
That showed him to be a 27-year-old man.
He made it?
Yeah, except it had his picture.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he looks like a 15-year-old kid.
Oh, God.
And I said, well, no one would accept this because it's not laminated with the holograms on it. And he said, well, no, Indiana doesn't have that. And I said, where did you learn all this? And, of course, the magic answer was the Internet.
The fabulous Internet.
The Internet.
Oh, my God.
You know, at least I got a kid that's honest enough, at least at this point, that when he makes a fake ID, he brings it upstairs and shows it to me.
What do you do with it?
It's sitting in our kitchen.
It's sitting in the kitchen.
It's just sitting. just sitting around.
I'd love to see it.
I will bring it in tomorrow.
That'd be great.
You know, maybe my wife knows more.
Because it is funny, you see a guy 27 years old, and then you see the picture of a kid.
But he seemed to know an awful lot about it.
Well, you can get anything on the Internet.
Yeah.
No matter how horrible. Learn how to make, weapons,
right.
Bombs.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know how he managed to... Well, I guess he just got, like, a piece of cardboard.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Hey, where did Bart find that stuff to make that fake ID with?
I mean, he found it on the Internet. Like you say, I just wish he worked as hard at his homework as he had been. He had quite a few bugs to work out to get that printed up nice and neat like that.
Yeah, I'll bring it. Honey, would you send it out for me? I'll bring it in tomorrow and show it to the guys.
Oh, good.
Yeah, right. It's right next to my computer on my desk.
Okay.
Fantastic.
And
all
I'm
right.
Put it in my baby book when you're done, so bring it back home.
In the baby book. Hey, listen, why with it being so sunny and nice today, why did you have your I'm depressed light out?
Well, first of all, it's accumulated sick of winter because, you know, unlike the other members of my family, I just didn't spend a weekend in Tampa. And I'm tired of winter. I'm ready for spring. And I know tomorrow is supposed to be nice, and today is very warm. But it's not sunny. It's hazy. It's overcast. I need some bright sunlight.
Honey, when I came home today, it was bright sunlight.
It's not bright. See, you don't know because you are basement boy. You don't care about the sunlight. It's not bright today. It's a pleasant, warm day.
It was bright sunshine today.
No, it's not bright enough. I was hanging out
on the deck and just leaning my face up to the sun. It was sunny, wasn't it?
Yes. Sometimes I do that. I sleep in a window, on a window seat, where the sun will shine right down on me. But
like a cat.
Yeah, right.
Yes, like a puzzle.
I just need spring break to come. Yeah. I mean, you guys, Mike, you've been to Florida a couple of times, several times.
Here it comes. Okay.
Well, no, it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm happy for you. And you went to Tampa, but I know, my darling, it doesn't even matter about sunshine to you. You could go into a basement or you could work at a radio station with no windows all day.
I was very happy.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't like that.
Do you remember we worked at Chicago, Buzz?
Yes.
Our studios were so deep inside a building.
Yeah, nowhere near a window.
There were no windows.
Yeah. Right, that's crazy.
It was fine. It was great. And the other great thing about that radio station is it had a door. A studio door you could lock from the inside.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Yes. So took a few DJ meltdowns to have those things eliminated.
That's fantastic.
That lock got used.
Huh? All right, honey. Well, listen to this. Set that idea.
PCLA. You know, that would be a nice Valentine's Day present to jet me somewhere warm for a weekend.
I emailed
another nice Valentine. Have you got my email yet?
Yes, about the jewelry. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay, just
remember
ideas.
Now, anybody listening right now, I want you to remember, this is my wife who says,
right. Oh,
Valentine's Day is not important.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is not important. These holidays don't mean anything to me.
Okay, I want to tell you, it's not important. You don't have to get me an expensive present. But if you are going to spend money on me, make sure it's something I like.
All right, goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Make it good.
Jesus Christ. I swear to God, that girl is a charmed friggin' life. A charmed life. And we took 2 days and went to the Super Bowl.
Didn't she go on a big weekend to New York City?
Yes, paid for by moi.
She chose to go up north.
With her mom and with her sister.
Right.
Where they stayed at the Plaza Hotel.
Yes.
And went to Broadway shows and went to that cunny TV show, The View. Yeah, she just did that like 2 weeks ago.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, and I logged on my computer today, and I see I got email from Frida.
Hmm.
I was like, well, now why would she email me something when I spend, you know, 20 hours a day with her? And I open it up, and it says, hi, just in case you're wondering what I want for Valentine's Day, here's a link. And I click on the link, and it's some expensive goddamn jewelry. You know, and how many times has she said to me, don't buy me jewelry.
Don't buy jewelry.
I hate it when you buy me jewelry.
So now you know.
Yeah, so now I know. Or to send her somewhere nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
To send her on a nice trip.
Or both.
By herself.
Okay, gotcha.
Whatever, honey. And for the record, it was very sunny in Washington today. It was a beautiful day.
There's gorgeous today.
It was of sunshine.
And it's supposed to be even nicer tomorrow.
And furthermore, you know, I love her more than anything. She's my best friend. Been married to her for 20 years. I think that whole SAD thing is a bunch of crap. Just a bunch of crap. My brother-in-law runs that scam, too.
My brother-in-law, Bill,
uh-huh.
He says he has that.
Yeah, and it really, all it is just license to be a dick.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, hey, what's wrong with Bill? What's wrong with Frida? Oh, seasonal affect disorder.
Well, isn't everybody depressed this time of year?
I mean, it's that time of year
where, you know, everybody's back at work. The holidays are over. We're back, you know, nose to the grindstone. And I think I talk to a lot of people say, God, I hate February, right?
Yeah, but you know what? We don't make up a fake disease, though.
Nah.
And keep in mind that, you know, she went out and bought, you know, all these contraptions that are all over our house. These,
don't they use those up in Alaska, too, where they have nighttime?
They look to me
all
like,
day long.
They should.
They look to me like the lights that you
fluorescent lights are kind of bluish
that we, right? You'd have like in a greenhouse or something.
Mm-hmm. I thought there was a story years ago that when they have nighttime all day long in Alaska, they have a higher incident of fights and murders.
Well, see, now that I would understand because, you know, it's night there for what? For months and months and months and months.
Lack of sunlight.
Yeah, right. That I would understand.
Mm-hmm.
It was sunny today. She had all the windows open.
It's incredible today.
And she still had the lights on. her goofy life.
What is it? The Wim Whams?
Yeah, the Wim Whams.
Right.
The Wim Whams. Not to be confused with the Boop Boop.
What is the Boop Boop?
The Boop Boop is the thing that opens the car.
Oh, there you go. But the Boop Boop is not connected to the Wim Wham.
No, it's not. But they're both goofy.
I suppose if you went in, you know, used the Boop Boop to close the garage door where it was completely dark, you'd really have a case of the Wim Wham.
Right. See, there you go.
I'm a quick study on stuff like that.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Listen, I actually went to the Playboy party in Atlanta last year for the Super Bowl. I can tell you this, it's going to be absolutely packed if it's anything like it was in Atlanta. And if you got to pay for tickets, not worth it. I mean, you will see some, you know, athletes and whatnot, but it's, you know, it's wall-to-wall people.
Somebody told me that the Playboy party in Tampa was incredible, but that the Playboy party in Tampa was different this year because in order to get into that, you had to be mailed an invitation with your name on it.
They did something very similar last year for Atlanta. I had an invitation because a buddy of mine was actually one of the promoters for the party, so he kind of scored an extra one for me. But, you know, there's going to be a huge line, obviously, outside, and if the club that they're doing it at here in Washington this weekend, if it, you know, reaches maximum occupancy, it doesn't matter if you have an invite or not, you won't get in.
Oh, God. So, and imagine if you pay for the tickets.
Actually, I didn't pay for the ticket.
No, what I mean is, imagine if you pay $500 for this ticket, and then you have to wait in line outside to get in.
Get it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not worth it. You know, it's, you know, as I say, drink for free last year, so.
No, what it is because it has Playboy on it, every horny guy from 600 square miles around is going to be lined up to get into the party.
He thinks he's going to get a BJ or something.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to, like, be sitting there sipping wine with a bunny, and it's not going to happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
I mean, if you want to. The way I understand it, and we've always heard this, that the Playboy parties that are fun, they're only one party and it's super exclusive, and that's going to the mansion.
Yeah, that's when you hang around with Hef.
And Jimmy Kahn.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm calling from Sacramento, and I heard you guys talking about the NBA. And I wonder if you heard anything about this. The entire city here is like in a complete uproar about Chris Webber.
Oh, all right. Let me tell you what I know about this. Here's what I know. When Chris Webber played for the Bullets, everybody in D.C. hated him.
And they hated him. They really ran him out of town.
Couldn't wait to get rid of his ass. So they thought they, you know, hey, we'll show him.
Right.
We'll trade him to Sacramento.
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple of run-ins with the law. He was not, you know, it was just deemed better for him to get out of town.
So he goes to Sacramento. And, you know, the Kings are the best team in the league this year. I'm not saying that because we're on that station. I'm just telling you. I watch basketball all the time. They are better than the Lakers. They are better than Portland. They're better than Utah. They're the best team this year. So his contract is up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a billboard now as you drive into the exclusive neighborhood in Sacramento where Chris Webber lives. The two dudes who own the team, they bought a billboard right by Chris Webber's house. And it's got one face on the right, and it says, Chris, if you sign, we will cut your grass every day. And the other owner is pictured on a riding lawnmower.
Wow.
I mean, imagine that amount of ass-kissing.
Yeah, isn't that great ownership, though?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how to win.
They paid for a billboard that he sees every day when he drives to work.
Right.
They paid for it to be right on the street by his house where they have the owner of the team saying, we'll cut your grass if you stay.
That's intense. I love that.
And not to mention the fact, like all those NBA guys, he'll get paid probably like $20 million a year.
Yeah, that's the one that we let get away.
So is that why the people hate him?
Well, another thing is, and this is the lamest thing, he got on an ESPN interview, I think it was with, I mean, David Aldridge, I'm not sure, but he actually said this, I quote, he was complaining about Sacramento being boring, and he's a city guy, and he likes the big city and all this, and he said, here I got to drive an hour and a half just to get some soul food.
Well, you know, listen, I got news for you.
Let's say it might be that, you know,
hire his own soul.
Hold on.
To live in his house.
We have been to Sacramento. I got news for you. Sacramento is the land of the white man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if he wants to, a lot of people like to play in the big city.
Right.
A lot of people like to play in New York. I mean, you know, that's what's going on.
It's my experience.
You know how Shaq is, he can't play in the All-Star game because he's got that foot problem?
Listen, man, you turn this into a dumb sports show. The point is, he has a valid point. There's not a lot of brothers in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
I think, as a matter of fact, you and I, Mike, are probably the blackest guys in Sacramento next to Chris Webber. Well, you know, I can relate to that.
All I know is that he did go out to Sacramento. He got his act together, and he's playing great.
Yeah, he kicks ass.
That's pretty funny. I love it when owners do that. I mean, I love any owners that really just go the extra mile.
You
I think that's
the billboard.
Great.
The billboard's hilarious. We've got a big, it's like these two guys, they're not twins, but they look like brothers.
Right.
He's got one of them with a big smile on his face and the other one driving the riding mower. Dear Chris, please stay and we'll cut your grass every day.
That's a great gag. Wow. I like that. It's a good way to say, hey, we really want you to stay.
Yeah.
You know, why not? Anything, you do anything to keep the players.
Oh, well, listen, I can't believe I should have asked 40 about this or any brother that calls us today. Did you read in the Post this morning, Michael Wilbon is writing a whole big thing? I think it's Michael Wilbon about the NBA All-Star Game and how it's not what it used to be.
Really?
Does anybody have today's Washington Post?
I'll find it for you.
Where he refers to the NBA All-Star Weekend as the Black Thanksgiving. I felt busting up when I read that today.
That's pretty funny.
In many homes, it's the Black Thanksgiving.
That's great.
Jesus Christ.
Fantastic.
Wacky.
So I mean, it's a big celebration.
I know it's a celebration, but
it's a big game.
I sincerely doubt. You got it, Robbie?
All right. Hold on a second.
Wilbon's column is in the bottom right.
Oh, bottom right. All right. Hold on. Hold on. Christ. Take me all day to find it, and I just told it to you.
I guess it was yesterday, because today he's basically giving oral sex to Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
No, it was yesterday. But I know it was in there because he called it the Black Thanksgiving.
Black Thanksgiving.
I laughed my ass off.
Sounds getting excited about it.
Yeah, I really did. I laughed my ass off. Black Thanksgiving. Jesus. Basketball game.
It's a big deal.
It's a dumb basketball game. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me Tree Putt Buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
Our thoughts are your utmost concern. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, we got to get the caller set up for what my wife doesn't know. We will get right to that in uno momento.
Stand by, Billy Cleary.
Don't forget tonight, if you care to watch, the dick who didn't use Rob as a lifeline on the Millionaire Show will win over $64,000 tonight.
Should be interesting. We don't know exactly how much money he's won.
I won't watch it.
No, I'm going to watch other stuff.
He didn't use Rob as his lifeline.
I'll be reading a book.
Mike, I got some ratings for you from one of our smallest markets.
Ah, very good.
But it's very interesting how the people of Burlington, Vermont support this show.
Another New England success story.
Right. Station owned by Clear Channel, WEAV. I'm going to read you the ratings for the station, day part by day part.
Okay.
At our ratings.
Excellent.
6 to 10 a.m., WEAV, 0.0.
Oh, ouch.
That's a shame.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m., WEAV, 0.0.
Oh. Wow.
WEAV, 7 to midnight, 0.0.
Well, what do we squeeze by with?
WEAV, 3 to 7 p.m., Don and Mike Show, 30.8 share. Wow.
You're kidding. I didn't expect that. Oh, my God.
A 30.8 share.
12 plus?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And in demo... Men 35 to 44, that's the only demo they gave me. We have a, hold on.
So no ratings any other time.
A 29.2 share.
That is astonishing. I don't think we've ever had that kind of a situation. Has anybody ever had that kind of a situation?
I don't know.
Wow. Man, oh man.
I mean, it's one effed up market. Because I'm looking at the nighttime ratings.
Is that an AM station or an FM station?
It's an AM station.
Oh my God.
Of all the stations in the market at night,
right?
Only one station got a rating.
Huh.
WBTZ. They have a 50 share.
You know, we can't discuss details, but I would think it has to do with population.
I guess so.
I would think.
I don't know.
It's all about population up there.
Hmm. All I know is I see WEAV. Morning drive, zero. Midday, zero. Night, zero.
I'd love somebody at WEAV to explain that to us.
Afternoons.
How that could possibly happen. The rest of the day, there would literally be no one listening to the station, and then all of a sudden...
30.8.
A 30 share for us.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Burlington.
Yeah.
They do provide 20 other hours of programming, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they don't just turn it on in the afternoon.
Well, it could be a daytimer. I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know. No, I'm sure that they've got regular shows and stuff. I'm sure they run other Westwood One programming.
That is truly amazing.
Man, I've never heard anything. I was thinking, hey,
it would make us look good because we come in with like a 2.5 or something.
Yeah, no.
And then you said a 30.
A 30.8.
Way to go, Burlington, Vermont.
Almost a 31 share.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. If anybody from Burlington can shed any light on that, I'd be curious to know.
Hello, here's a guy from Burlington, Vermont right now. Dave.
Congratulations, my radio gods.
Well, Dave, thank you. Listen, I know we brag all the time about how great our ratings are in D.C., but
that's a 30 share. That means everybody's listening.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I remember when you did one of those phone call Olympics.
Yeah.
And you caused a major traffic jam at a gas station.
Now, we're talking about pretty sparse population up around Burlington, Vermont.
The metro area has 100,000, about a sixth of the entire state.
All right, so you're talking about a market with 100,000 people, and we have a 30.8.
Well, yeah. Well, that morning show is the stupid idiot from New York.
Oh, it's Imus.
And the afternoon before you, your lead-in is the doctor.
Dr. Laura?
Yes.
So you mean that Imus and Dr. Laura combined pull a 0.0 rating?
And the mid-morning is some Rush Limbaugh knockoff.
Thank you, Charlie. Just so we didn't get too full of ourselves.
Yes.
Charlie just brought in a note saying that this is market number 229 we're talking about.
Hey, that's okay. It's a beautiful part of the world up there. It's gorgeous country.
Oh, yeah, victory is a victory.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and if we're on the same station as Imus and he pulls a zero and we pull a 30.8.
Stupid idiot.
I'll take that any day.
Hey, well, look at this, Bernard.
Stupid idiot.
My God.
0.0. And Dr. Laura gets a 0.0.
Cool.
Well, that's no surprise. She's trending down everywhere.
Yeah.
And we get a 30.8.
Amazing.
Well, the only time I listen to this stupid station.
All right, well, thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
Mike got to use that in some of their promotional material. Listen to Don and Mike. It's the only time most people listen to this stupid station.
It's all we have.
There you go.
That's funny.
It's good news.
That is goddamn funny. I mean,
stupid idiot. Bernard, my collarbone's hurting.
A 30.8 share is tremendous, but the fact that the station gets us zero in all other time slots.
Senator Blutarsky.
Unbelievable.
0.00.
That's even funnier. Goddamn.
I'd like to say thank you to the people of Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah. Thank you to the 30.8 who are listening to us.
Very good.
And to the rest, well, what can we say? The PD from the station? Oh, no. You talk to him, Charlie.
Ah.
I mean, he'll say something to ruin our beautiful moment, I'm sure. Hello.
This is Don and Mike's show.
Hold on a second. He wants to thank us. I just want to go on record and say
that is a good prediction, and it might hold up.
That I'm sure... Listen, I'm sure that this guy's going to want to say something good about the rest of the program.
Yeah, he's not just going to thank us and say that we're the only thing they have, because that's what program directors do. They spoil good moods.
Dare we ruin this moment?
Well, we have to, because we have to show the example.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Bueno Arbusto.
Who is this?
This is Tim Buskey from WEAV. I'm the program director up here.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing, Tim?
Not bad. You guys, congratulations for your great ratings up here in Burlington.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're very happy about that.
I'm sure you are. We are very happy about it, too.
Yeah, we see the ratings here that we have a 30 share.
30.8.
30 share.
Yeah. You might want to think, about just taking this show and just looping it over and over and running it throughout the day.
We're thinking about that, actually.
Change the call letters to WDNM.
That's it.
Are those call letters available?
You probably want to check up there, see if they are.
I think we might just have to check into that.
Well, listen, you could really say thanks with the gift of brevity.
A gift of brevity?
Yes. You could say thank you in a very heartfelt way by giving us the gift of brevity.
What do you mean by that?
Okay.
He's a program director. There's no doubt about that.
You could give us the greatest gift if you would just hang up now. Because you're a program
director. Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. Go look that word up, brevity.
brevity. I'll go look that up right now.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
Bye-bye. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bill, thank you.
You know what? You know where it was trouble? Let me tell you where it was trouble, okay? For our 30 share, and he went, 30 share?
Yeah.
You know, he was going to go down some highway where it wasn't going to be good.
No, and I got it right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 30.8 share.
Bingo.
The numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie.
Brevity.
I don't care if it's market 229. Yeah, he's scratching his head right now.
He gets nice in the dictionary going, to be brief. They want me to do something with my underwear?
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, hi.
I'm calling from Burlington right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now. Well, thank you for the great ratings.
No! Tell them at WEAV to care. I'm sorry, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but carry the whole show. After they cut your show off at 7 o'clock, don't they know what the good stuff is after 7? I never get to hear Charlie on the newscast because...
They kind of, why would you... If you have a radio station with a 0.0 rating and you have one show with a 30 share...
I don't doubt that all of his programming is syndicated programming, and what he does is, you know, he has to have it all fit into the, you know, fit the square peg into the square hole.
Well, you heard the guy. The guy didn't know what the word brevity meant.
I mean, they run a stupid show named Phil Henry. After you guys.
He's very good.
Well, obviously he's good, Buzz. He's got a 0.0. He's doing just as well as Dr. Laura and Imus.
But, you know, probably nobody around there. He just throws the switch. That's exactly. It's all automated.
All right. Well, listen, maybe this will open their eyes.
I wish it would. Do you have any Westwood One strings you can make these people play the show?
Christ, are you kidding?
They can't even get us on in Greenville.
Where we have, well, not a 30 share.
Right.
But we have gigantic double-digit shares in Greenville. And they still don't get us a station because the station that wants the show is flooded.
I want us to know that I miss his newscast.
This is the story of our lives. Why won't anybody notice the fact that we have a 30 share?
We're the great forgotten duo.
A 30 share.
It's amazing.
Just bring Charlie out a little bit earlier in the show because I'd love to hear Charlie.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye. Why can't we get out in Greenville? Listen. Flood! Flood!
That might be the next move to have Charlie handle all our negotiations for us.
Hello. This is Charlie Stuangs-Dablak, and I'd like a great show on your station. We can win for you.
Hey, I don't doubt Charlie could do a better job than Westwood One.
30 share in Burlington, Vermont, my man. I'll talk at you.
Okay, listen. We're going to give away some diamond earrings.
Ooh.
Right now.
Yeah.
A pair of diamond earrings worth $1,000.
Good prize.
From Mervis Diamond Importers, 1-800-HER-LOVE, or go online at mervisdiamond.com. Now. That's right, we're going to play that game, What My Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
Just a good old boy.
So call in, guys.
Always an adventure when we play this game.
Uh-huh. And we know the people. We know our target demographic when we do a game like this.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, all across America, Walmarts are closing early. Picking saves. Pickup trucks throughout America are just burning rubber to get to a telephone.
Absolutely. The trailers are rocking back and forth.
Here's the deal. You call us up at 877-365-3636 with something your wife doesn't know. Some secret from... What was that from?
Hold on.
Chili Parlors. You're a funny boy. Chili Parlors are KLOSED.
Closed with a K.
You made me laugh, Rob. But listen, I'll try to sell the condos here. Call us if there's something your wife doesn't know, some secret from your past, and what we'll do is we'll take the most heinous secret we can find. I'll tell you, the only thing that we don't like. Our infidelities.
Yeah, the infidelity thing, first of all, 99, you know, I think it's 100%.
100% are made up.
They're made up, so we don't want the infidelity calls. But if you have done something, you know, no matter how far, and you know, the further in the past, the better, really, if it's something you've been holding on to a long time.
But if it's a secret that your wife doesn't know, well, this is your opportunity to make it right with a $1,000 pair of diamond earrings.
Just a good old boy.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636.
did we change our, from our regular hillbilly music to the Dukes of Hazzard?
And you got to get that soundtrack from that movie.
Oh, it's, I bet it's down in my car, The Old Brother, Where Art Thou? I'll go down and get it. So listen, guys, only guys now, calling with secrets about your wives. The best secret that we find, the best lie that we find, we'll call the wife, make the husband confess to the wife, then to make it right, she gets a $1,000 pair of diamonds.
So if you've been waiting for that opportunity, this is it.
Okay, call now. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Oh, poor you.
If you don't like them, Tufsky SK, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley.
All right, big show today. Bigger show tomorrow. I ask you not. I have made out with June Lockhart.
You have indeed.
True. You kissed her.
I kissed her.
Right. I kissed her about 5 years ago when we were out in Los Angeles doing a show.
You were smitten by the older woman.
Yeah, I went down and had a drink with June Lockhart after the show.
Well, she was a wonderful guest on the show.
Right. She was Mrs. Robinson on Lost in Space. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping she might be my Mrs. Robinson. But, you know, like the movie Mrs. Robinson.
She wasn't having any of that.
No. But I did plant one on her.
You did indeed.
So she's coming in tomorrow. And then we're going to give her the sex quiz and see how she's holding up, the old broad Jude Lockhart. Also tomorrow, Chuck Stossel. And we're going to try our damnedest so that he does not ruin the movie Hannibal for us.
I won't let him do it. I mean, if anybody's concerned about Charlie Stossel giving anything away, I'll tackle him before I let him do that.
And tomorrow we'll have a brand new low budget Jeff RD.
Hey.
Next week, we've got our big Valentine's Day show, the blind date show, 10 nude girls, one blindfolded guy we've got to find. The guy, we'll get to that, I promise, and a very special in-studio, a very romantic Valentine's Day show guest.
Ooh, very, very exciting.
Next week. And I think next week we might also have our best ever mystery guest.
I'm excited about that.
And I mean, better than like our other mystery guests, which were lame, like Fred Travellina.
Right.
And Ron Jeremy.
So this could be a mystery guest who is actually a really good guest?
No.
Okay.
But better than Fred Travellina or Ron Jeremy. A mystery guest. But now let's get right to the phone.
Very good.
It was time to play What My Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
All right.
Let's get to it. You know, this is always a weeding out process.
Yes. And as we said before, you know, no infidelities here. Because it's really not, you know, it really is a 100% factor where they've all been BS. And besides, they're, you know, nobody would do that for a prize.
Right. Well, I think some people would, but, well, more people would make it up, though.
Absolutely.
Than would actually do it. So let's get to it and find out what guys have been lying to their girls about. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks. Who's this?
This is Rick.
Although, you know what, this contest probably won't work as well today, because we're not on in Greenville today.
Oh, I know. We've got a lot of participants in this type of game from Greenville.
We're losing the South Carolina factor.
Salute.
Yes, hi. What's your name?
Rick.
Rick, where are you from?
I'm calling from Annapolis.
All right, beautiful. Rick, have you lied to your wife about something?
Well, if you can say not saying it is a lie, not telling.
Yeah, so you've kept something from your wife, and that's hence the game, what my wife doesn't know won't hurt her.
Okay, go ahead, tell us. What have you not told her?
Well, I did not tell her that I went skinny dipping with her hot sister during our wedding reception.
Not big enough.
Oh, man.
You better tell her anyway. Obviously,
hey,
it's weighing on you heavily.
It's terrible. Hey, before you guys cut me off, Mike, I want to tell you you're the most talented voiceover person I've ever heard in my life, dude. Good job.
Well, thank you very much. I think he's meaning something else, but that's all exciting.
Yeah, he means your impression.
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You got to do
better than I went skinny dipping with my wife's sister.
Yeah, it most certainly is.
Yes, hi. Who's this, please?
My name's Don.
Don, hi. Where are you calling from?
Of Columbia.
All right, beautiful. Don, what is it your lovely wife doesn't know?
before I kept myself from females, I used to make out with my dog.
All right, now hold on a second.
You know, it's kind of self-deprecating. Before you what?
You know, before I started going out with females.
I made
out with my dog.
Totally sounds totally bogus.
Yeah. Well, that's totally true.
Well, how would we prove that? And second, big deal, so you made out with a dog.
Yeah, it's not
well,
really.
You asked for a lie.
Well, it's not a big secret. It doesn't sound like a lie. It just sounds, I mean, you kept it from your wife?
Of course. Did you tell yours?
Do you have dogs now? Well, I haven't made out with dogs.
No, I have a ferret now. I don't have a dog.
All right.
All right, so in essence, you just moved from one bitch to another.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, right.
Well, my crap detector is going off, and it's also wrong on a variety of levels.
Good.
That was an awful one. Yeah, I tried on dogs first.
No, I got a ferret now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops, what am I doing?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Muhammad.
Who is this Muhammad?
Hey, if I can use a fake name, Tony.
Yeah,
is that okay?
You want to use a fake name?
Yeah.
That's fine, Muhammad. Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
All right, Muhammad, what is it that your wife doesn't know?
I'm a limousine driver, and...
Let me just say one thing.
5 o'clock.
Muhammad, you could have picked a better fake name than Muhammad.
Yes.
No. You sound like a Muhammad to me.
You sound like a Muhammad.
I am.
Why don't you... Oh, you are Muhammad?
No, I'm Tony.
You're Tony.
Muhammad,
hi,
but Muhammad, if that's your real name, you've already said it on the radio.
Oh, okay.
So, hold on. For the record, your name was Muhammad, but you would like to be referred to as Tony.
Because I didn't want certain people to know, because a lot of people listen to this station.
Well, Muhammad, you've already not recognized the fact that you were on the air. You've come on the air, and we have called you Muhammad, so it's too late.
Okay.
But if you like, we will call you Tony for the rest of this call.
We'll call you any name you want, Muhammad.
Okay, Tony.
All right. Tony Muhammad, what can we do for you?
Okay. I usually get off from, I'm a limousine driver, I usually get off from 5 o'clock and usually go around in D.C. and go to nudie bars and stuff, which I'm not supposed to be going to, and I usually tell her that I'm working late.
Yes, Tony. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tony, an Italian man.
Mm-hmm. Tony, so your secret is that you when you get off of work, you go to strip joints, but you tell your wife that you're just working late.
Yeah, and the thing is, I have manifested every day what time I finish, and because on the weekend I have to return in for the...
Tony, I can't even understand. Your Italian accent is so thick.
This is Tony from Italy.
From Italy.
Tony is...
so obvious. I have a manifest that usually says what time I finish.
And then hold on, Muhammad, listen. Yeah. Excuse me, Tony. The secret is that you go to strip clubs?
Yeah.
No.
No, that's not thick enough.
Not thick enough, Tony. Certainly something your wife probably doesn't know, but, we like them a little more energy.
You hung up.
Ciao.
Okay, goodbye. Gotta get back to the Slurpee with
you. Muhammad, you go to a strip joint?
I love Don and Mike's show.
It's me, Don and Mike?
Yes, it's you. Who's this, please?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff or whatnot?
Jeff, where are you from?
Come on now. I'm from Lafayette, Maryland.
Come on now. Jeff, what is it your wife doesn't know?
Okay, about 2 years ago, I went to training in New Jersey for work. And about at that same time, we were buying a house, okay? It was like a Thursday or Friday night. We were making an offer on the house. My wife said, hang out there. She was going to make the offer. She would call me back and let me know, what happened with it. Well, a buddy of mine that I went to training with, we ended up going to New York City that night, going to the strip club up there called Scores.
Sure.
I told her that Canon didn't supply the per diem for... for the trip that week because I had spent it all at the club. Well, I came back to the hotel, and she told me, there was a note underneath the door, and it said...
What a story. You're the worst storyteller I've ever heard in my life.
What a story. You went to New York. You went to Scores.
What is the lie?
It's just that I had spent the per diem at the club.
Oh, God. So many puzzies calling us today.
Absolutely.
Where are the real men out there?
The per diem.
Where are the real liars out there?
Is he a baseball player?
Hello, Don, my show. Well, maybe he's such a puzzy that his wife gets him a per diem.
You know, I swear to God, I almost wish he was still on the phone because I would have loved to know that. Your company gives you a per diem, but...
Right.
Right.
But I don't get it. Did he ask his wife for money?
No, I think he would need to, be reimbursed, and he'd say that his company didn't give him his money. Yeah, there are companies that pay it up front, not like...
Yeah, but a per diem's going to be, what, $200 tops?
Yeah, at the most. I mean, that's like what a baseball player gets.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
Fairfax.
All right, Dave. What doesn't your wife know?
I crashed her home computer downloading porn and blamed it on an email her mother sent me.
You know, that's close. That's entering into the area.
That's not bad, but that's hard to prove. I mean, that could be something that where really the computer broke and you're just making up the part that you were downloading porn.
No, actually, well, yeah, but that's what I told her, and I told her it was an email from her mom.
So you blamed the computer melting down on an email from her mother.
After spending the whole night downloading porn, yeah.
What site were you going to?
I went to that 2Xposed one, and then I kind of bounced around. I wanted to look at the pictures from some of the stuff you guys had up. And then, you know, once you open one of those things, you can never close them all.
No.
Okay,
no,
well, not. Nice effort, David. Oh, you were close.
Thank you. Not what we're looking for.
You were close.
Thank you. And really, the 2Xposed site...
That wouldn't do it.
That's not a porn site. I mean, like, those girls have... Don't look at me like that.
Well, you know, the thing about... I went on to 2Xposed.com one time, and I didn't get 2Xposed.com. I typed in 2Xposed.com and got, you know, a little computer party happening on the screen, and I actually shut down my computer and rebooted it.
Oh, really? Well, maybe, you know, it was a site with a similar address. I mean, I know that I've gone...
No, I mean, I think it, I have the right thing in there.
Site?
They kind of farmed you out to a few different things.
Yeah. Well, every time I've gone there, it's been real... The menu's been real easy on the left-hand side. Click here for Don and Mike pictures.
Yeah, maybe I did it wrong.
Buzz, go there now.
I'll check on it. I'll fire up the browser.
I guess what I'm saying is that when you go to 2Xposed.com, you have a few other avenues that you can take.
Yeah, I don't doubt that there are links.
And those avenues just did not want to go away.
Well, maybe you clicked on one of the links by accident.
I think that might have happened.
Must have been.
By accident.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, that might have happened.
Yo.
Hello. Oh, look what my little bad mouse did.
Don and Mike show.
Bad.
Don and Mike, I had sex with my wife's father.
Oh, come on.
I did.
Stop wasting our time with this crap.
Shut up. He doesn't even,
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Why you?
Hello?
Mike?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike, where are you from?
I'm actually in Leesburg.
All right, Mike, what is it that your wife doesn't know?
Well, with the recent stock market debacle, she and I had agreed to sell some stocks that we had, but I sold some of it, but actually held on to some others.
Yeah?
And we lost our ass.
Oh, boy, you lost your ass in the market. There's a unique story.
Well,
how much are we talking about?
To the tune of just under six figures.
Just under six figures?
Mm-hmm.
So you lost $100,000?
Not quite.
You lost $90,000?
A little bit lower than that.
And this is stock you said you were going to sell?
Yeah.
Well, what was the stock?
I'd rather not disclose.
Well, see, how are we positive? Yeah, I know, Mike. I'm just let me string him on for a second.
Okay.
I know Mike wants me to hang up with you already. I know he's lying, too.
Right.
Because the guy, how are we supposed to believe if you don't tell us the stock? What was the name of the stock?
Well, it is actually a local Northern Virginia technology company.
But, you know, it's not that it's a crap detector. It's just so boring.
Oh, I know, but I just like pinning him down because I'm sure he's lying.
Yeah, I think you're right about
What's
that.
What's the name of the stock?
PSINet.
PSINet. And when did you, what was it trading for when you were supposed to sell it, and what is it trading for now?
About $30 at the time, and about $2 now.
PSINet is trading.
PSINet tank that much?
Check it on your computer.
All right, now this mic can handle.
All right.
On his Palm Pilot. See what PSINet's going for right now. If it's trading for $2 a share, I might believe this guy.
How many symbol for PSINet, sir?
PSIX.
And how many shares did you have?
Good question, Rob.
About 1,500.
You wouldn't lose that kind of money on that. I know that off the top of my head.
Well, just go to the site. Can you go on?
PSINet is trading at 12 and 7:30 seconds.
I don't think so.
You don't think so, Mike?
No, I'm sorry. 1:27:30.
There you go.
And even if you had lost that much money per share, you would only be down $42,000.
Well, still, maybe it's a lot of money. Though.
You know, hold on. Maybe
he's right.
Maybe this guy did lose. Right.
Maybe this guy did lose all that money in the stock market.
52 weeks. It's been as high as 60 and 50 and 16ths, and it's been as low as 5/8.
You mean it's
been, yes, there's a very good
a hell of a ride.
It's a hell of a ride.
Right, well, then, you know, this is why I want to ask this guy this question. Maybe he's not lying. That's changing my mind.
No, I think he is telling the truth.
All right, so roughly how much money did you lose?
About 70.
$70,000.
70 grand. So PSI Net was not the only stock that you held a couple of stocks.
Correct.
Because you just couldn't let them go.
All right. Give me one more stock, and then I'll believe your story. It'll make you finalist.
Here's one that's not even listed anymore. North Point Communications.
It's not listed because it's off the index?
Yeah, NPNT.
What was it trading at its highest?
At its highest, about 25.
And when you were supposed to unload it, I mean, or when you got stuck with it?
About six.
Six.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to toss you out, and now I'm going to keep you as a finalist.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm tending to believe this.
Lost all, and do you have anything left?
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't, but hold on a second. So how is it that you've been able to hide the fact from her that you didn't trade all this stock?
Variety of ways.
But give me a reason. I mean, give me one.
Well, there's confirmation reports and things like that.
Is Mr. Cagey, does your wife pay attention to such things?
Yeah.
Well, then how have you been able to hide it from her?
Very careful.
No, give me an example. I mean, I'm just giving you a chance to earn my trust. I'm starting to believe you about the stock. Tell me, I mean, I find it hard to believe that a guy could hide that from his wife if the wife said, sell the stock.
If his wife is interested in it, I mean, then you know, if his wife's not interested in it, it'd be very easy to
yeah, I would say not 100% interested.
So what does she think happened?
She thinks it's all was sold.
So she thinks you got a lot more money in your nest egg?
You could say that.
How much have you told her is in your nest egg?
Well, that depends on the other security.
No, just tell us. Right now, if we were to ask your wife, how much do you have socked away for a rainy day, what would she say, and what's the real figure?
Oh, geez. Well, she probably doesn't know the total amount.
Because would she have a rough estimate?
Probably.
What would her rough estimate be?
I don't know. 150.
So, and how much you really got?
It's actually not that bad. It's about 75.
So you've lost 50%.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people that have invested in the market have lost.
This is true.
And if this is a true story, this might be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy lied to his wife, but I don't know. What do you think?
I think that if it's a true story, it's still kind of it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's not that big.
That's a lot of money.
No, but I mean, if he's that heavy an investor, a lot of people have lost their ass in the market this year, and you know, it's if he's got that kind of money, then it's you know.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You know, if he's
fair enough.
You know, you got $150,000 in savings. You're doing, and now it's down to 75. You lost 50%, but you're still a lot better off than most of the country.
Yeah, you know, right, F you.
Thank you, Doc.
You know what, you got 75 grand. I don't got 75 grand. Goodbye. Please, you can afford to go buy your wife the damn earrings.
You know, we didn't check. We should have found out if Westwood One was in that portfolio.
I love Don and Mike's show. Had to be.
Sure.
It had to be.
Hold on to it.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
That's Rob from Herndon.
Hi, Rob. What is it that your wife doesn't know?
Well, about a year ago, she finished getting her teaching degree, and basically, I was one of her references, and I was called up on which happened to be a football game with a bunch of friends over. I was called up to give a reference, and thinking it was one of my other friends that called, I screamed out, "Who's that?" Blah, 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 effing. I can't say it on the air, but I thought it was one of my friends, and I screamed out a bunch of obscenities, and it turned out to be the school calling. And when I thought I hung up the phone, I said it was some effing whore, and she heard me. And my wife didn't get the job because of that, but I told her that they had called and said that it was a position that had been filled.
Right, well, how do you know your wife didn't get the job because of what you said?
Because I had called the school back to apologize.
And that's
not all eight there.
Not sick enough. Okay, well, listen, maybe now you got an idea of what we're looking for. Right?
Yeah, and the next wave of calls should always be interesting because that's usually when the signal gets out to the rural areas.
Okay, we will be right back with more calls. Still haven't found that wonderful couple for the $1,000 diamonds from Mervis Diamond Importers.
Haven't smelled that sulfur yet.
Keep calling.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Bad and black with the skin pulled back. Why, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get back to these calls. What my wife doesn't know won't hurt her.
Yeah!
Trying to give away $1,000 pair of diamonds. Hello, diamond earrings, that is. From Mervis, MervisDiamond.com. We thank them.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Herndon.
Fair enough.
I'm on the road right now.
All right, Brian, what is it your wife doesn't know?
Well, we used to have a cat named Rue that was an indoor cat, got out one day. My wife took her car, went off to look for her. I got in my car to go look for her, and I found her real quick.
You ran her over?
Yeah, she was up in the engine.
Hmm.
But my wife to this day thinks that we just never found her again.
She was up in the engine?
Yep.
And you killed her when you turned the engine on?
Unfortunately, yes.
Hmm. That's not bad,
man.
That's not bad.
And Rue was the name of the cat?
Yeah.
Describe to me where in the engine the cat was and how you cleaned out the leavings.
What? I think she was up near the fan belt because when it started spinning, I heard it hit something. She dropped down, and she was dead pretty quick.
So did it really make a mess, or did it just...
No, not at all.
Oh, really? So it, like, hit her head or something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How long ago did this happen?
About 2 years.
What? Like when? In 2 years ago?
It was right after we got married. I guess it was close to a year and a half. We got married in June, so I guess it was sometime in August or September.
Hmm. Why, Rob?
Cats tend to get in cars. They do it, but they tend to do it in the wintertime because they're seeking warmth. You wouldn't seek warmth in September.
She was an indoor cat. This is one of the first times she'd ever gotten out.
Yeah, it's still pretty warm in September, though.
Yeah.
All right, so you're maintaining that your cat climbed into the engine of the car.
Yes.
You turn on the car. You killed the cat. How did you dispose of the body?
I put her in a trash bag and dropped her off at the recycle center.
And then what did you tell your wife? At the recycle center.
I told the cat again.
You never... What's that? What did you say to your wife?
I asked her. I couldn't hear you.
What did you say to your wife?
I don't know if you can hear me break up on my end. I'm on the cell phone.
Hold on. I'll come back to you. Hold on.
He's got some potential, though.
Yeah. He's got some potential, and there's also some question marks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
The cat's name, Rue.
Hi, what's your... What is it, Rue McClanahan?
Rue the day.
Yeah, Rue the day that we started this contest.
Or he made a nice Rue.
Oh.
You're right.
Oh.
Nice kitty Rue.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, who's this?
This is Russ.
Russ, what is it your wife doesn't know?
Well, I'm in the Navy, and about 5 years ago, I had a chance to get, I was up for orders, and I was offered 5 duty stations, and one of those was 2 hours from her mom and dad's house. The rest of them were about 2 days' drive away, and I didn't tell her.
You know, that's cute, but that's not,
I know he's telling the truth.
Yeah,
not worth a pair of diamonds, though. Don't lose sleep over it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We forgive you.
Help the marriage. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Wayne.
Wayne, what is it your wife doesn't know?
I gave my wife herpes.
Ah!
like a week ago.
Cut right to the chase.
You gave your wife herpes a week ago.
Mm-hmm, and we've been together for about, 13, 14 years.
Ooh. Who'd you get herpes from?
I had it prior to us getting together.
That's
I was
good.
Diagnosed with it while we were dating. And when she learned about it, she would no longer ever give me oral sex. I complained about it forever. She finally, just about 2 weeks ago, broke down, spur of the moment, gave it to me. I had recently had a breakout, did not tell her, And about 4 days ago, she had a breakout on her lips.
Well, then she knows she
knows
gave
that
it
she
had.
Oh, no, she has no idea.
Of course she has an idea.
Hold on. She thinks it was a fever blister.
No, wait, well, hold on. You're telling me, though, your wife knows that you have herpes.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't give you oral sex because she knows you have herpes.
She gave you oral sex.
That's why she didn't give it to me for years.
Okay.
And because I wanted it so badly, she gave it to me. And
well, then she's probably got an idea that it's probably not a fever blister.
Wouldn't you think that she thinks it's a little more than a coincidence that you have herpes, and right after she gives you a BJ, she gets boils on her mouth?
Are you down to 2 pills a day, Wayne?
No, I've never controlled it with pills.
How do you control your herpes?
I've never really had that much of a problem with it. I don't have breakouts very often at all.
And you think...
Hold on, Robbie's got a question.
He obviously doesn't have a lot of problems with it if he's having his wife do that right after a breakout. He's obviously pretty good with the fact that he's got it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care. No pills for him.
So you mean if we were going to call your wife, she would be totally shocked to know that it's a herpetic sore on her mouth?
I think so.
No way. You know, this is so ridiculous. I might just keep this guy,
yeah,
right? Just for snicks. Because I'm positive.
Don, I can't hang on forever. If you don't think it's good enough, I'm going to go.
Obviously, that's a sign that the guy's lying.
Yeah, he's lying.
You're lying.
And he's gone.
There we go.
Okay. Please. If you're going to lie, you know, make it that you never, you know, make the lie. No, I'm not going to give you no instruction here.
But I know what you're going to say. And that's how you do it.
You do it that way.
She never knew.
Right.
And now she did this to me.
And we fall and it's like, uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, who's this?
Steve,
what is it your wife doesn't know, sir?
She doesn't know that.
Bing, 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 bing.
You already
bing,
think bing, this guy's lying?
Yes, I do.
Hold on, guys.
Okay.
Give me a second. We got married 5 years ago in June, and basically I told her we had a honeymoon arranged through my parents, and the financing kind of fell through. But I never told her until the day after we got married. I told her I had to work. I just started a new job a month before we got married, so it was the only lie I could come up with. She doesn't have any idea.
What is the lie? That sounds like a pretty small lie to me.
Yeah.
What is it that you lied to her about paying for the honeymoon?
Well, we didn't get a go. She thought we were going all the way up until the day after we got married. We were to leave to go to honeymoon the next day.
What?
And then I told her that I had to work.
He lied about the reason they couldn't go on a honeymoon.
Oh,
please. God. Goodbye, get out of here.
I like the guy with herpes better than that, really. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, what's your lie?
My lie is I cashed my last expense check and spent the money on spare parts to fix up my truck. It's not huge.
No, it's not. Not worth diamond earrings.
No, it's not.
Thank you for your honesty.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Who's this?
This is, I'm going to say John.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
All right, this is my lie. Well, I'm going to say a lie, but...
You're a little slicker than, what's his name, Muhammad there.
Yeah, right.
All
right,
John, what's your lie?
All right, I'm supposed to be picking my kid up from school. Me and my wife had an arrangement where I would pick him up 2 days out of the week, and she would pick him up the other three.
Yeah?
But I've been telling her that I've been working late, but actually I've been going home. She got me a DVD player for Christmas, and I got some pornos, and I've been going home rubbing them out when I'm supposed to be picking up my son.
So you make her go pick up your son while you're at home. I like it. While you're at home watching porno.
Getting your jerk on.
Yeah.
And we have the sound of that, of course.
There it is. She bought
you the DVD player?
Yeah.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
So how many days now has your wife picked up the kids? Well, hold on a second. You tell her you're at work, but you're really at home getting your jerk on?
Yeah.
So when she gets home, you're there?
No, I drive a truck. I come home late for lunch.
Well, hold on. I don't get this. If at the end, what time are you supposed to pick your kid up?
At 2:30.
At 2:30. So at 2:30, you go home and get your jerk on?
Yeah.
And then you just leave?
Yeah. And I go back to work. I go back and get in the truck, and I'll tell her that I work late.
And you just, you drive around the block?
Pretty much. No, I drive, to a little park or something and, go chill for a little while.
You feel like how? So she gets home, she picks the kid up at 2:30.
No, she goes on her lunch break and picks the kid up. When she's taking her lunch, she'll take her lunch to go pick up the kids.
Oh, and so we're talking about times that are very closely synchronized.
Right. Yeah.
So you arrive shortly after she gets home with your son.
No, I'll leave before she gets there. I'll leave.
And then you'll arrive right after she gets there.
Right, right.
Okay, run this. What are you saying?
Walk me through this again. If he's telling the truth, what he is saying is she bought him a DVD player that he watched porno on.
Got that.
He tells her that he can't possibly pick the son up, even though he is off work and he could pick the son up.
Right.
So he uses that time to
go
home and J.O.
When he knows that she's going to be out of the house.
So the window that he uses to J.O., when he can be in his house watching his DVD with no problem with his wife showing up.
See, Mike, you sound like you've done it before.
Couldn't you do this, though, at any time during the day?
No, I can't.
Why? When your wife's at work and your kid's at school or daycare or whatever, why couldn't you just go home anytime and get your jerk on?
Because I got to work during the day.
So you really do have to work.
I have a route to run in my truck, and I can't do it. I have to wait till I can complete my route.
All right, so you're like in the deliveries or something.
Right.
All right, hold on a second.
All right.
That's interesting.
I like that.
That's good.
That's not bad.
You know, and I like the fact that she gave him the DVD.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Gregory Gahan from Baltimore.
Hi, Gregory. No need for last names. What is it your wife doesn't know?
Well, I'm actually at the school picking the kids up right now, so I have to be kind of careful.
All right.
I was taking a shower, and I was cleaning the bad place, you know?
Right.
And I kind of had to go a little bit. So I went ahead and did it in the shower. And then I got out of the shower, took care of everything, went downstairs, was making dinner. After dinner, she goes to give the kids a bath and realizes this is in there. Well, I don't know that she realizes it because I forgot about it. She cleans it out. She gives the kids a bath. She comes down later on. We're talking. She tells me about it. Says, "You're not going to believe what the cat did." And I just went along with it. I was like, I'm not going to tell her. She thinks the cat did it, and wow. I told her such.
Wow.
We'll keep you
I'm
two.
Sorry, I put my hands together.
No, that's a simple one, but that's a believable one, at least.
Absolutely, it wasn't the cat.
So you took a grand. But
so you were able to lie based on the fact that she brought
she
up
thought
the cat
did it. Yeah,
because she probably thought,
like, what the heck? I mean,
but isn't there a difference between human poop and cat poop?
Well, they're probably just remnants.
Right. It wasn't like a full load. It was just like I was cleaning and.
I mean, you made an effort, right? You made an effort to get rid of most of your poop in the shower.
Yeah, sort of. But I didn't even think about it when I got out. I forgot it was there.
On behalf of all cat owners, I'm telling you, because I've scooped up enough cat poop, there is a marked difference between human feces and cat feces.
Well, I guess when she saw that it was wet, she didn't know the difference, you know? Because it was in the bottom because of the tub, kind of wet and smushy.
It was in the shower, so.
Well, right, all right. Shower tub.
All right, I'll go with it. You guys want to hold them as a finalist?
I want to hold them way up at the top.
All right, hold on a second. Let's go back to the guy with the bad cell phone. Hello?
Yeah. Just hung up.
What were we putting him on hold for anyway?
Well, we had John who watched his DVD in Bruno, and then Gregory with the other guy.
No, we had another guy who was telling us something, and his car phone was going bad, so we just put him on hold. Well, I forgot what his story was anyway. Right. What the hell? Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hi, who's this?
This is John from Sacktown.
Hi, John, what is it your wife doesn't know?
Okay, years ago, this is before we were married, probably about 15, 16 years ago, I was house-sitting for her and her parents while they were on vacation. And late at night, went to a party and went to this girl's house about 2 o'clock in the morning for booty call. And I knocked on the door, and a guy answered. So I took off. I was, a little buzzed. I took off running, got in the car. And as I sped away, I took out a mailbox that the car was parked next to, scraped the whole side of the car, took out the mirror. And when they got back, I didn't say anything about it. Her mom didn't notice it.
Jesus Christ, you're boring me to tears with that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
All right, this is Bill.
Bill, what doesn't your wife know?
Well, about 20 years ago, her grandmother died, her great-grandmother, excuse me, Nana.
Mm-hmm.
And she got this bracelet from her. Well, about 3.5 months ago, I was cleaning the bathroom and knocked it down the drain, and I told her the dog ate it. Well, I thought the story was over, but the next 5 days, I had to follow her around and scoop the dog's droppings off the deck and search through it with her. She did most of it, but she's heartbroken, and she's never liked the dog ever since.
Well, but, okay, here's the problem with that. If after 5 days the thing didn't come out, then what does she think happened to the bracelet?
She doesn't know. She thinks we didn't catch him in time. And she has been evil to this dog ever since.
So it was you, not the dog.
That's not bad. I tapped it down the sink, yes.
Not as good as watching DVD porn or, you know, pooping in the shower.
Let's try one more guy here. Hello.
Well, what, Robbie boy?
Tell him to check the trap under the sink.
Remove the trap. It's probably in there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I'll say I'm off plumbing.
Hi there.
What's your name?
Bill.
Oh, Bill. I'm sorry. I meant to put you on hold.
Check the trap, Bill.
My apologies.
Right, yes. Bill?
Yeah, check the trap.
Bill?
Yes.
Check the trap.
Check the trap under the sink, but it didn't go down to, oh, God, I don't know. Okay.
Lying.
Okay. Gotcha. Bye-bye.
Lying. Did you hear when we said check the trap and he does a... I got them.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Who's this?
We'll just say my name is Johnny.
All right, Johnny. Let's just say that, Johnny. Yeah.
Mr. Johnny.
Johnny Suave, what can we do for you?
Okay, now, before me and my wife were married, I used to work in an adult video store.
Yes.
And there used to be a guy who always came in here with his lover. And, you know, I never thought nothing of it, but he used to always come in here and always buy gay tapes and dildos and so forth.
Yeah,
so and whatnot. So he introduced me to her parents that turned out to be the customer, was her father. And she has no idea that he's gay, and he had a shocked look on his face.
Oh,
no. That's a lie.
Come on, so bad.
It's so awful.
Hey,
I would go by the name of Johnny and whatnot or so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Al.
Al, what's your lie? What doesn't your wife know?
Sure to know that when I was in Germany on a business trip last July, I was in a sauna in Heidelberg. They are co-ed and they are naked. I never told her that when this beautiful lady came in and was lying down on her back next to me, I had to get up off my towel rather quickly to cover the lumber.
Because you got the wood?
Yeah.
I wouldn't live with,
don't worry about
live
it.
With that guilt.
Don't worry about it.
Tell her
about it.
Don't worry about it.
Not worth diamond earrings, though.
All right, thanks.
I'd say don't tell her.
Why give her any ammo?
Of course, now, you know, we're big and brave now.
A harmless boner.
We're big and brave. I don't think there's any guy that would probably... Why would you volunteer something?
Why would you just go, hey, honey, when I was over in Heidelberg, I got a boner.
Why?
When I was in the sauna. Why does she need to know that?
No reason.
No reason.
That's right.
Hello, because someday that would be used against you.
Yes, of course.
It would just be a card in her hand.
You got up, you left, you were embarrassed.
It would be a pleat in her cape.
So they have mixed saunas over there in Heidelberg, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, Europe.
Yeah.
Hello.
Germany.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This Jason.
Jason, what doesn't your wife know?
She doesn't. I didn't call for the lie. I called to tell you that guy with the DVD, you can't give him the earrings. He's being a dick to his son. That's
yeah.
Not right.
He is. It is involving the son, isn't it? He's
yeah,
kind of screwing
right.
His kid.
I mean, he can't.
He's putting his kid
no
on the back. Look at Rob shaking his head. Rob?
He's getting picked up and brought home just the same.
Yeah.
It's just by another parent.
Yeah, you know.
Inconveniencing his wife.
But it does involve the kid, though. The guy does have. I'm not going to say he's totally correct, but I can see his point somewhere.
No, he's cheating.
Well, that's true. We might. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'll consider it. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Who's this?
I have a lie. This is just call me Mohammed.
All right, Mohammed. What haven't you told your wife?
Oh man, I got a slew of things. Basically, since the beginning of this year and before even the beginning of the year, I've been gambling. Got into Keno, and well, basically, we're broke, and I was supposed to. I thought we were going to do something for Valentine's as far as like a honeymoon.
I think this guy's lying. He's lying through his teeth.
Dude, I wish I was lying.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you're lying.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll put it like this.
You're lying, dude.
I'm more nervous about telling my wife than I am about being on the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So how much money have you lost playing Keno?
I can't even add.
And you're totally broke, right, Mohammed?
Well, no, I got $11 in my pocket.
There you go.
Right.
I got a paycheck coming up this
week.
But, no, I've been, the main thing, there's a couple of things, you guys might get a kick out of this, I'm not even supposed to listen to your show. I made a commitment not to listen to the show.
Why?
Because we go to church and everything, and she doesn't think it's very wholesome.
And right.
So that's like another thing to add.
Sure,
to
right. And right. You're okay. Trouble, Mohammed.
I've been lying.
Now we don't believe you.
Hey, well, that's okay, but it is the truth.
Right.
Don't believe you.
I don't know. Hello?
Right. Goodbye.
All right, well.
All right, well.
It's true.
Yeah.
Right. We don't believe you. Sorry.
Why don't you believe me?
Because you're a liar.
All you got to do is call her and you'll see that I'm
right. Yeah, we'll call her and we'll call the actress. We'll call your sister, whoever it is on the other end of the phone, who will say, Don and Mike are disgusting. Why are you listening to their show?
No. Actually, she wouldn't respond that way at all. Because she used to listen to you guys, too.
Yeah, right.
Most likely, she'd respond. I don't know how she would respond.
Sure. Go play Keno, Muhammad.
Say what now?
Go play Keno.
Right. How much did you lose playing Keno?
I've lost thousands of dollars. I've won money, but recently I've been on a really bad streak.
Doesn't it cost like a dollar to play Keno?
Man, you can
like
play
that?
You can play a dollar spot, $10 spots, $20 spots.
Keno, you're such a liar.
All right. Hey, but you know what? I like you guys anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Good.
And those earrings would be great because I could pawn them.
Bye.
Take care.
Take care, Bob.
Bye-bye.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't.
Right.
Okay. You know what? I'm still not convinced we've got the story.
Yeah.
We've only got two guys thus far who we're considering. The guy who J.O.'s to the DVDs that his wife gave him while he should be picking up his kid.
You question the sincerity of Gregory, who pooped in the shower. You think he might not be telling the truth.
Yeah, only because there's such a discrepancy between human poops and cat poops. Even if it was wet, I mean...
No, but I mean if he tried to wash most of it down the drain... You know what I mean? And there was just a little remnant left resemble a cat poop. I know there's, I mean, if you're talking about the size.
Because cat poops are hard.
Yeah.
They're pellets.
Right.
They are mainly black in color.
They look like little black sausages, little black Jimmy Dean sausages.
Not even sausage. I mean, like little black jelly beans is what they look like. And your average human feces is rather large.
Yeah.
Lengthy. Brown in color.
Well, not all of them.
Yes, no. Occasionally splashes of other colors.
It might be black, too.
Could be. Now,
so Gregory could be, you
it
know.
Could be a tarry stool.
Yeah, if it was a tarry stool.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe him or not, but those are the guys we've got right now. You know what? We'll just do one more round of this.
Very good.
To see if we get anybody better, anybody that we can believe
mm-hmm.
to give these diamond earrings to. Okay? And the phone number is still 877-365-3636.
Just dial 1-800-WHATNOT.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Friday, February 23rd, it's the Don and Mike Lake Tahoe Reno Style Show. This gala show will include all the raunchy fun you've come to expect, including the underwear fashion show, of course. The show is at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe, and it starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first served. So make your plans now. We invite your ass to come on down.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show.
I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
So good, it'll give Deuce chill to ye. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, incidentally, Lisa just did a check on the FCC website. That station in Vermont that we're on, WEAV.
Yes.
Where we have a 30 share and the rest of the station has a zero share.
Yes.
The call letters WDNM is available.
Go for it, guys.
Cool. They should think about it.
Mm-hmm. Grab it.
I mean, why not?
Sure. Live it.
And why not just cancel IMS and Dr. Laura?
Run us all day.
Yeah, and just run the show 24 hours a day.
You don't have, you know, we got lots of best of shows. You can just have us all the time.
She was like to eat a 30 share all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's available. Call sign WDNM.
Right.
DNM is available. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Am I in here?
Yeah, this is the last go-around, incidentally, for this. We're going to pick a finalist, and we're going to give away these earrings now.
I'd like to use a different name, if that's okay.
Fine. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Everybody's using John. I guess I'll just use John.
Yeah, right.
Okay, great.
Yeah, well, then, fine.
What's the lie?
I got thrown out of law school for cheating. I live here in Northern Virginia, and I never told my wife.
You know, this guy's such a bad actor, isn't he?
You're a very bad actor, sir.
I've...
I'm just kind of nervous. I pretended to take the bar exam last July. I pretended to leave town down in Roanoke.
Yes.
And I was supposed to graduate last June. And
I can tell you're sincere by the many pauses in the breathing to show me the depth of the sincerity, but please.
Over a $1,000 pair of earrings.
Please. Brevity. That's the word of the day. We tried to teach that to the program director of the station in Vermont.
Yeah, what's the secret? What haven't you told your wife?
Cut to the chase.
I haven't told my wife that I got thrown out. I mean, she thought I graduated. She thought I'm trying to pass the bar exam. I actually work at a law firm in Springfield.
Yes?
As a law clerk. And I haven't been able to tell her.
So what's the lie?
She thought I graduated law school.
So she doesn't know that you have no chance.
She doesn't know I got thrown out.
Well, I mean, go back and finish.
You get thrown out of law school for cheating. They don't let you back in.
Oh, you got thrown out for cheating. Okay,
yeah.
So
she thinks you're
like you're cheating now.
She thinks you're a lawyer?
No. I pretended to take the bar exam
right.
last July, and I pretended that I failed.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why would you possibly want to share that information with her on a national radio show? What would be your reason?
Because I've been going on with this for almost a year now.
Yeah, but absolute lie.
Well, you don't believe him?
Yeah. No way.
Okay. All right. Bye. And see, that's
good luck. When they don't say anything,
the
they hang up.
When they offer absolutely no resistance.
Right. Yeah. That's why I always ask that question. You know, because I've been holding it for so long, and I, you know, maybe he's that broken up about it, you know.
What you didn't know is that guy was John Paul Flynn. That dude was really.
I don't have a money law degree.
But he's been losing weight.
Right.
Hello.
That's why I'm still doing the show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Matt.
Hi, Matt. What haven't you told your wife?
Well, I had to sell some jewelry at first to pay a gambling debt, and when it turned up missing, I blamed it on our cleaning service.
Now, I believe that guy. It's not all that elaborate, but I do believe him.
How much jewelry are we talking about did you sell?
It was a pair of earrings.
How much did you get for them?
I don't know what they're worth in the market, but when I palmed them, they're only worth like $300, but from what she told me and her family told me when she inherited them, her grandmother's, when she inherited them, that they were probably worth about $2,000.
Where did you pawn them at?
When she inherited them.
Or pawn them, excuse me.
There's a place over by College Park. I don't really want to mention the name.
How much was your gambling debt?
Well, it was $4,000 and I was short, and I don't know if you guys do this that often. It's not the kind of guys you want to mess with and short them. So I needed something, and that was all that would really... I chose that.
Right there. Never. I believed it might happen to that moment.
Why?
Not the kind of guys you want to mess with, yeah.
John Gotti.
So they were loan sharks?
But it's a bookie service, and if you lose space with them, you don't get to do any other type of business.
What did you bet on?
It was the Cowboy Redskins game, the Monday night game.
How much did you bet?
It was $1,000.
What was the spread?
I don't know. They didn't cover it. They were favored by, I think, 22, and they didn't. They got their ass backside handed to them.
Well, wouldn't you have known the spread?
I mean, I don't remember now. I mean, like I said, I thought it was like 22.
You thought it was 22?
Correct.
You thought the one team was favored by 22 points?
I thought the Redskins were favored by 22.
There's no way the Redskins were favored. I was at that game. There was no way the Redskins were favored. The Redskins were favored, but they weren't favored by 22.
When the St. Louis Rams play the Cincinnati Bengals, the St. Louis Rams are not favored
right.
by 22 points.
Yeah. Wouldn't a gambler know that? You tell me?
Yes.
Wouldn't the guy that was betting the game?
And a guy who had lost $1,000, he would...
Remember
the spread of the game that lost him $1,000.
And it's an easy way to verify it because you could go back and check and see what the spread was.
Well, I'm positive. At the time, it was probably Redskins by 3.
I think, yeah, it was
Redskins by 3.5. Yeah.
I'm not like a traditional gambler. I'm obviously not a good one. I lost.
Yeah, right. Okay, goodbye.
See you later, you doofus.
What was the spread? Redskins by 22 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. What haven't you told your wife?
Well, it's another gambling issue, but it was on our honeymoon 4 years ago.
All right.
Bahamas. She went off playing the slots. I went ahead, came up, and went to the blackjack table. And lost $2,000. Had to go back and tell her, oh, no, I just lost about $400.
Okay, and?
Didn't have a very good honeymoon from there. And I couldn't pay for anything except for maybe one dinner on New Year's Eve.
All right, so it's 2 years ago?
4 years ago.
4 years ago, excuse me.
It's not that big a line.
No, well, how did it?
It's not. It's just one of
the. I think probably at one time or another, anybody that's gambled has exaggerated their, you know, their losses, or their winnings, rather.
Yeah. I mean, so you really lost $2,000. You told you lost $400?
Right.
So,
it's not a curiosity in this particular room, since we're all coming clean today, as far as maybe, like, diminishing the amount of losses in a gambling
situation. Every time. Every time, Mike. Every time.
Right.
Come on, I lost about $100.
Yeah.
Lost about $100.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm about even.
Yeah, and the
I've said that. I'm about even.
Great after that.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Don't think you're lying, but just not thick enough. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, what haven't you told your wife, sir?
Hey, this is great. You guys do a great job. I'm from Alaska up here.
Oh, Alaska. Wow.
Yes, all right. Yes, sir.
Got you.
I work on the North Slope. And so a lot of I work 2 weeks up there, then I come home, usually spend 2 weeks, then go back up on rotating. And I came home, and she had to go into Anchorage to stay at her mom's house because her mom was sick for a couple of days. And she's in love with this cat her mom gave her.
Yeah.
And this big time in love with the cat. Loves the cat bet more than me. So anyway, we had just purchased a brand new bed and comforters and stuff. And if you know anything about Anchorage, beds cost a lot up here. So anyway, I was at the house watching the cat, just doing normal things, watching TV. And I walked in there, and the cat had just taken a big crap on the bed.
Right.
And I'm not too fond of cats.
Okay.
So I threw the cat, and the cat started running around, made it outside, and I grabbed my .22 rifle and shot him.
Oh, oh my.
And,
Buzz isn't happy with you, sir. No.
Continue.
It's not good, especially with the dog attacking him, too. So anyway, I grabbed the cat instead, and I put it in a black trash bag and buried it in the backyard, and just sitting at the house, and called my wife and said, the cat's gone. And I said, I let him outside, and he's running around. I don't know where he's at. And she said, not to worry. He usually comes back. And so she came home Sunday evening, and the cat still wasn't there. And it's sad. But she started crying and stuff, and then I started feeling bad. Says, maybe I shouldn't have done this.
Right.
But I didn't realize she loved the cat that much. So I was scared to death, and I couldn't tell her anything.
Hold on, you can't say the S word.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah, but anyway, I helped her put up flyers for 3 weeks, and the whole time I'm sitting there going, oh, my God. And it got to the point where I believed the cat was missing. And I was just, we had to go around to all the convenience stores and put them out in the neighborhood. And
this is so bad, I might have to vote for this one.
To this day.
Shocker.
To this day, she doesn't know where the cat's at. And she's still, we still go to the pound here in Anchorage, believe it or not, every now and then, and she looks for the cat.
I mean, there's nothing funny about killing a cat, but
I mean, you've boycotted murdering animal stories before.
I know.
I know. Yeah. I vote to boy. I mean, if you really
we'll
shot
it up to,
a cat.
We always put it up to a vote.
You really shot the cat?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. We can't allow it.
That's illegal in some states.
Yeah, the cat didn't like me.
It's actually illegal. You know something you...
justified.
You know, really, you might want to check...
Okay.
The statutes in certain states, it's illegal.
And before he goes, I'm just curious, why are beds expensive in Alaska?
Everything's expensive.
I'm just afraid.
Well, not guns, apparently.
I think he was trying to diminish his act a little bit by saying, you know, the cat crapped on the bed and they're really expensive.
Oh, my son is in bed. Hello?
On those thick... Big, thick mattress beds that sit about...
Did you shoot the cat because you always wanted to shoot it, or did you shoot it because it crapped on the mattress? Tell the truth. Come on.
I don't know. I'm not saying.
Had you been drinking?
No.
Right. All right. Sorry, got to let you go. Thank you. I would advise you to tell your wife, though, to stop wasting time going to...
Well, hopefully she's not listening to you guys.
Stop going to the shelters and stuff looking for the cat. Hello, wife? Listen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You had second thoughts on that one?
Just the guy's such an idiot. That's why I was staying with him.
Yeah,
I mean, what kind of an idiot would do that in the first place? They call a radio show and say, I just got mad at the cat, so I shot it.
I shot it, and then the dog got to it.
And then put up flyers. And then for 2 years, they've been going to animal shelters on the weekend.
And putting up flyers.
Hello, wife. Hello, Don and Mike.
Beds are really expensive in Anchorage.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
No, bed.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jim from College Park.
Jim. What haven't you told your wife?
Well, I'm hoping Don will appreciate this with his sense of humor.
Oh.
Or need for nostalgia, anyway.
Kiss of death right here. Go ahead.
I was in College Park, and I just happened to be at the bike store, and I found one of those old, like, chopper bikes.
Right.
Yeah, you know, with the chrome fenders and the little wheel in front and everything.
You mean a bicycle or a...
No, like a Wonder Years kind of bike.
Oh, my God.
Like an Orange Crate or something like that.
It's exactly... And I went in. Of course, I didn't have enough money. And they went over some easy finance terms with me.
Get to the point.
Okay, well, I got the bike. And the bills kept coming, and I kept pawning them off. Pawned them off to my wife. Anyway, now I got...
Oh, you mean like a motorcycle?
No, it's a bicycle.
How much is financed? Like,
$400.
$400?
You know, banana seat bike.
You worked out the financing?
What kind of financing do you have on a $400 bicycle?
It was cheap. You know, cheap monthly payments.
Well, yeah, I think it's crap.
What was the monthly... Who the hell finances a $400 bicycle?
This guy.
Would you pay...
This guy, exactly.
Do you think even as a classic that a bike like that would cost $400?
I think there's a possibility, yes.
I'm so mystified by the financing. I can't believe
you'd finance it. How much did you put down?
I didn't have to put anything down.
Ah, how much did you have to pay a month?
I guess I paid about $50-$75 a month.
For a banana seat bicycle?
Yeah.
And how long were the terms of the...
I don't remember, you know.
How long ago?
Last year.
And you don't remember? Well, how long did you have to pay it for?
I couldn't tell you.
Hold on. It would be 8 months if it was $50 a month.
Okay. I just remember every time the bills would come, I'd have to make up some story about, I don't know, I have to pay it off or whatever.
How old were you when you bought this child's bicycle?
39.
39.
Did you ride it?
Well, that's the problem. Now it's out in the garage, sitting there, my shiny bike. If my wife sees it, I'm in... deep trouble.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Have you paid any money to the bicycle store?
The bicycle's paid off, but now I can't ride it.
I am mystified. This is totally confusing.
This might be the goofiest one.
Okay. If my wife sees me on this bike, she's going to put two and two together.
If she sees you on this 1960s banana seat bike.
That's right.
Which is retarded to begin with.
Really, you're a 39-year-old man buying that kind of bicycle.
She's going to put two and two together. 2 + 2 = divorce. I mean, because you're an idiot on a bicycle. See the big picture here?
Why do you want to ride around on a little kid's bike?
I don't know. It's just one of the bikes you couldn't have when I was growing up.
Well, okay. All right. Well, that's
not bad.
You lied to your wife for how long when the bills came?
I guess 6-8 months, whatever.
Did the bills say bike shop on them anywhere?
Yes, they did.
And what did your wife say?
She'd ask me about them, and I'd just, you know, play them off as, yeah, I needed some parts or something like that.
Did you have other bicycles?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Well, if you had the money to pay off the bicycle, which obviously you did,
you know,
why didn't you just tell your wife, I bought a banana seat bike and I'm paying $50 a month for it?
Because if she knew I spent $400 on a bike, especially a banana seat bike, she'd wring my neck.
So now it's in your garage.
Shiny and brand new, and I can't ride it.
Well, if it's in your garage, how come she hasn't seen it?
Because, you know, my garage is like Don's cave.
No, that doesn't. I don't understand that answer, sir.
It's sort of off limits.
She's not allowed to go into the garage of the home.
Well, it's a detached garage.
I ask again, she's not allowed to go into the garage?
Well, she is, but the bike's hidden up in the attic of the garage.
It's always an inquisition on this show. God damn.
You know what?
Always an inquisition.
It's not the payoff with this game. It's the game itself.
Yeah, right. I know.
It's fascinating.
The pursuit. I'm trying to figure this out.
And on so many different levels, we don't know whether it's true, not true. If it's true, what the hell's going on?
I don't doubt it's true.
Describe the bike to us.
Well, it's a red Apple Crate.
Apple Crate. That's the Schwinn.
Yeah, with the chrome fenders.
Uh-huh.
Little wheel up front, big wheel in the back, high-rise handlebars.
Does it have a derailleur on it?
No, they don't make these ones with speed. They're coaster brakes.
All right, coaster brakes. All right, then
I think you tell me the truth, I might
believe about the bike, because I do know a lot about bikes. I mean, I used to work at a bike store when I was a kid.
Let me ask you a question about your wife.
Okay.
Is she a high-strung woman?
Not particularly, but she wouldn't be happy if she found out I've got a $400 chopper bike.
And if you were to get on this bike, which is built for like a 10-year-old, don't you think it looks like a retard?
Well, I'm quite sure. I was going to share it with my daughter, too, so.
Oh, okay. That's a different story now. If you let your daughter have the bike.
I'm still mystified that these $50 bills came for 8 months and you were able to convince your wife it was for parts?
She didn't ask any more than that.
Are you making more out of this than tell the truth,
Brian? Absolute truth.
Are you making a big deal out of something that's really not going to be a big deal at all? Because it would seem to me that having this orange crate bike might not be that big a deal.
I don't think having the bike would be such a deal. I just think that the price on it would be, you know, bother her.
No, I'm sorry.
No, not big enough.
Good boy. It's fun chasing him.
It was fun just doing the whole Inquisition.
Yeah.
Hey, you just see him riding around the yard.
Down to Mike. Hello. Who's this?
This is Randy from Bowling Green.
Hi, Randy.
Yes, sir.
Randy, what does your wife know?
I wanted to buy her a good ring for the wedding. And I was thinking about $6,000. And I didn't have that money. I was in the Marine Corps at the time. I wouldn't make any money. I had about $1,000 saved. I borrowed $4,000. I told her I would pay her back after we got married, get a little tax break or anything like that, and I was getting out of the
Raymond, hold it. Who did you borrow the $4,000 from?
Borrowed it from her.
You borrowed the for the wedding ring. You borrowed $4,000
from your wife.
I was going to pay her back.
Wait! You borrowed it from your fiance?
Yes.
Are you talking about
ring, which
hold it? Wait! Are you talking about the wedding ring or the engagement?
The
ring?
The engagement ring.
She wanted
I didn't have enough money for.
Okay, so you borrowed $4,000 from your then fiance.
Yes.
To buy a ring. Okay.
And then I got out of the Marine Corps and I wanted a new vehicle to drive to work. And I went out and I test drove the vehicle and I fell for it. Go ahead and take it home. I'm sure you get financed and I belong to a credit unit. Well, then I got a week later that I didn't get the loan. And I needed to pay down something for the truck so that if I put $4,000 down, which is, I think, 20% of a $20,000 pickup truck, then my insurance company, USAA, would finance a loan for me. So I had to use that $4,000. I thought I was going to make more money when I was getting out working. And now I'm out. I've had to tell my she's expecting this ring real soon. I borrowed the money in October. And I still haven't given her the ring.
Are you married yet?
No, not quite.
No, wait, now, hold on. This makes a little more sense when you get the timeline in.
All right.
But hold on. If she gave you $4,000 in October, wouldn't she say to you, like, the next day,
Where's my ring? It's not like it's a wedding ring. It's an engagement ring.
All right, yeah, I keep taking her out to showing her all these rings. I'm even taking her out tomorrow night to pick out some more, having her put them on and everything. But I just don't have the money to buy them, and I keep acting like it's coming up real soon, and I think she's expecting on Valentine's.
Well, aren't you driving around in a brand-new car?
Yes.
Well, how did you...
She thinks I got the loan from my credit union for the truck without putting any money down.
Oh. And you actually took the $4,000 that she gave you to buy her an engagement ring.
Yes.
And I've told her now that since I'm working, I've told her I'm making $2 less an hour than what I'm making. I'm trying to work all the overtime I can to try and build up the money as quick as I can to make up for what I've taken from her.
I believe this guy. Yeah. You believe him too?
All the way.
Yeah.
All the way. It's just so you couldn't concoct it. I mean, you couldn't. So you basically said, I can't afford to buy you an engagement ring. I need to borrow $4,000 from you. And then when she ponies up the money for her engagement ring, you buy a truck. Or is it a car?
It's a truck.
Yeah. It's a truck, which is a guy's thing all the way.
And how long have you been stringing her on now with this ring thing?
Well, I've been with the girl for 2.5 years. And
when did she give you the money? October?
Yeah, end of September.
Okay.
And I've taken her out to every diamond shop I can. I keep acting like, well, I don't know which one to get. You like this one, you like that one.
Just out of curiosity, when was she expecting to get her ring, or is it supposed to be a surprise?
It was supposed to be when I got out of Marine Corps, and it's been about 5 months now, and I'm still putting it off, and now all of her friends keep telling her it's going to be Valentine's Day, and I'm going to come up empty, I guess.
Are you out of the Marine Corps yet?
Yes, I am.
So it was supposed to be when you got out. What did she say after you got out? I mean, wasn't she, hey, where the hell's my ring?
She's 34 and I'm 23 now, and I keep acting like, well, I'm not quite. I just want a couple more months. I keep playing it off. I just need just a little bit more time before I'm ready to get married.
For all the 34-year-old women, I highly recommend getting involved with a 23-year-old man.
Yeah. Okay.
And I figured after 20 years, I'd go back to a 23-year-old woman.
On this job where you're making like $2 an hour or something, how much of her $4,000 have you been able to recoup over the last 4 months?
I've got about $1,700 now saved extra. That I don't use for bills at all. And I got a good job coming up in June. I go to the training academy for a police academy.
Okay, so you're going to become a law enforcement officer.
Yeah, and while I can withdraw the extra.
You can't be making this up.
No, I don't think so. We might have a first place finalist here.
I sure think so. I mean, boy, I can't imagine.
I got my backup is when I'm in. Taking the 6 month course, I'm supposed to be able to withdraw from my GI bill, about $560 extra per month. I'm hoping I can use that to put more toward the ring if I can keep her on the line until then.
Okay. I understand the game this guy is playing. He's trying desperately
to just postpone
to come up with the additional $2,300 it'll take him.
When you put the money down that she had loaned you for her ring, when you put that money down on your new truck, what was going through your mind?
That I was going to make it back quick.
That you were going to get your $4,000 back real quick?
Yeah, I was thinking I'd work a lot of overtime and everything, and I was expecting more money.
Yeah, I believe it.
It wasn't there.
It's so pure.
What kind of a truck is it?
It's a 2000 Dodge Dakota quad cab.
What color is it?
Black.
What you got inside?
What do you mean inside?
I mean, what did it come with?
It's the SLT. It's got the CD player. Lighting rear window.
You got a loaded truck.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I love it.
Does she ride around in it with you?
Yeah, she likes it.
It's their engagement truck.
You guys living together or are you living separately now?
No, I've been living there for about 2.5 years.
You've been living with
her. All right, hold on. Yeah, we're going to go with you first.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go with this guy first.
You know why? I think it's just, I really think he's being honest.
Yeah, I believe him also.
I really, really do.
I believe him 100%.
And I also think he's just going to catch holy hell.
He's just a $4,000 that she gave him for the ring.
Right.
And bought himself a pickup truck.
I mean, and he hasn't gotten married yet.
And he's been driving the truck around.
Right. He might not be getting married.
All right, you know, let's keep him.
Good.
We'll keep the guy who J-O's to the DVDs his wife gave him.
Very good.
And we'll keep the guy who took the crap in the showers as the third place. I promise we'll wrap all of this up, Toot Sweet, right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Perpetually battling J.D., the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now adding some credence. I don't mean CCR, adding credence.
I love credence.
To the fact that Randy just might be on the level with this thing about the ring in the car.
Right.
Lisa says he was kind of flipped out when he figured out that we wanted to call his wife.
Oh, good. Well, that means he's sincere. Well, does he understand now?
Yeah. You want to talk to a guy who drugs his wife and then has sex with her when she passes out?
Oh, my God.
There's always a last-minute entry.
Yeah.
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
You there?
Well, first off, what man doesn't do that?
True, but also this was a plot on Law and Order last week.
Oh,
was it really, Rob?
Yeah, Gary Orbach. Hey, find this fellow out.
Yeah, that's right, it was.
I swear to God, I don't even watch that show.
Right. Honest swear to God is a good thing. But, you know, it's also illegal. It is illegal, Rob, isn't it? What you're saying, you're confessing to, sir, is a, I believe, maybe a felony.
If my wife wished to press charges.
So what drug do you give your wife? Well, first off, why can't you just F your wife?
What kind of guy?
Okay, let me explain it to you guys. We have two kids. Since we've had two kids, my wife has sex with me voluntarily, maybe about once every 2 weeks. I'm a 23-year-old guy. I have a ridiculous sex drive.
You lie.
Every 2 weeks is not enough.
Yeah, I would stake my career on the fact that this guy is so full of S. It's coming. And he's called before, because I've heard that bird before.
I have never called before. I swear to God. You guys
swear to God again. There's another swear to God.
All right, so what do you give her?
Okay, while she was pregnant with the last kid, there was a two-week period where the most she could sleep is about an hour or two a night. That obviously started getting to her, so she went to her doctor who prescribed Cecabarbital. It's a sleeping pill, just knocked her on her butt, let her, you know, get a full night's rest whenever she needed it.
How do you get off having sex? I don't mean that rhetorically, I mean that specifically. How do you get off having sex with a woman who's passed out? It'd be like having sex with a dead person.
Okay, to be honest with you guys.
Can I tell you something, Einstein? If this is really true,
yeah.
You had said only if she presses charges. You might not be right about that.
Well,
I'm curious about when she's passed out. What do you do, just mount her?
Okay, well, let me first of all say this. My wife, before we got married, we had a very healthy sex life. I mean, I would say in the area of about 10 times a week. Since she's had the two babies, we have sex, like I said, about once every 2 weeks.
Pal, it happens to every guy when she has kids. It happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to drug her.
All right, well, the fact is, since she's had the kids, she's become basically a cold fish in bed. When we do have sex, she just basically lays there and tells me to hurry up.
Well, what does she do when she's drugged to the point of passing out?
It's not much different. She just lays there like she does when she's awake.
She just lays there?
Basically.
Aren't you afraid you're going to knock her up again?
I use a condom. Otherwise, she would know from the mess.
Oh, God, the kids are there, too.
Is this Billy Cleary?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never called your show before.
This is Mark Chamora is what it is.
Yeah. No. Even if it's true, no. No, there's nothing, you know, I mean,
if it's true, it's great.
Let me first of all tell you guys why I'm calling. Because I'm sure you're wondering that. I've been totally guilt-ridden by this. I'm not a sick person, first of all.
No, not at all.
No, you're a criminal.
No.
If you're totally guilt-ridden, you should tell your wife. You shouldn't tell a national radio audience.
Yeah, and I hope your wife presses charges.
Okay, well, that's what. Maybe $1,000 earrings will stop her from divorcing me.
Hey, you know something? When you come clean with this, and, you know, I think not divorcing you might be the least of your problems.
How many times have you drugged your wife and had sex with her?
I've only done it about 5 times.
Jesus. God damn.
Oh, my God. Think about counseling.
That's pretty awful.
You better be careful, sir.
How do you get aroused?
How do I get aroused? I'm 23 years old.
Yeah, okay, I understand. But how do you get aroused when you know the woman is laying there and just like, rah?
That's all she does when we have sex when she's awake.
Oh, God.
It's the same thing.
How old are you?
23.
How long have you been married?
3 years.
Why don't you just J-O?
I do, but you, Mike, you know as well as anybody, sometimes you need...
Wait, don't bring me into your sick world. I know as much as anybody.
Okay,
come on.
So, okay, J-O-ing satisfies that need temporarily, but sometimes you need more than that.
Hey, Mike, you understand what I'm saying.
I meant Don. Don is the
oh, one. Oh, great. Well, yeah.
That's
oh,
much
great.
Better.
Here, I'm on the shoulder to cry.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now he's going to bring you into his world.
I got news for you. I bang my wife all the time, but when she doesn't want to have sex, the thought of drugging her and having sex with her near-dead corpse has never crossed my mind.
She's not near-dead.
Seriously,
drugged. She's a heavy sleeper to begin with.
Do you have any idea?
Oh, my God.
Do you have any idea how twisted this is?
Okay, let me tell you guys this.
Hey, pal, I asked you a question.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how sick, how demented, how illegal what you're doing is?
That's why I feel guilty about it. That's why I want to come clean.
Well, good. It's wrong on so many levels that you should probably come clean with her, but not on a radio show.
No way. And, you know, even if...
where I got the idea. Maybe you won't think it's as sick. A guy that I work with told me that his wife was passed out drunk, and he did the same thing. That's where I got the idea.
Well, so surely that. Well, then that. Listen.
Oh, that makes it all better now.
That makes it okay.
Well, yeah. There's other people out there doing that. I'm not.
What do you mean there are other people out there doing that? There are other people that might be prosecuted.
I'll say, in deference to your friend, if what your friend said was true, if his wife had too much to drink, and one time he banged her, yeah. But he's not giving her pills to knock her out so that he can have sex with her.
You know what the thing is? I give her the option. Okay? Here's how it works.
What do you give her the option? Have sex with me now or I'll drug you?
No,
she
I don't
falls
tell
down?
Her that. I don't tell her that. But she drinks a glass of wine every night before bed.
Yes.
She has me pour her the wine, bring it up to her. That's obviously when I put the secret barbitol in
there. This is like Klaus von Bülow now.
Oh, I think it's got to be crap.
How have I told you one thing that doesn't totally...
No, I think you're a liar.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. Based simply on the outrageousness of the story.
How is it so outrageous? I'm a horny 23-year-old guy whose wife won't have sex with him. How is that so outrageous?
You know, it's funny. The only time you're showing any indignation right now is when I've said that I think your story's bogus. You didn't seem to show any indignation when we were talking about felonies and all that stuff.
Because I'm not worried about it.
No, because you're lying.
I'm on the radio right now.
You're lying.
Okay.
You know, I would think that if there was a lawyer or an accomplice thing, that there might be some legal leg for your wife to stand on, the fact that...
Well, there's not
that,
even a question.
That even though you're married, you're drugging her...
Well, it's absolutely right.
And you're having sex with her against her consent.
I'd love to find out exactly what it is, but I know it's heavy duty, because there was that show. See, and the thing is, what Rob said about that show being on a couple of... Rob, was it his wife on Law & Order?
Yeah, it was a guy, the woman was like, they were investigating what was supposed to be a suicide, and it turned out to be a murder. It was this plan gone awry.
It was a doctor, wasn't it?
I think he was friends with a doctor.
They were a ring of doctors. Right. I remembered it now because I watched part of it. It was a ring of doctors.
I've honestly never seen that show, guys.
Right.
Hold on. I got a guy on the phone who knows something about this drug you're talking about. Keith?
Yes.
Hi.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
How many milligrams does your wife take?
The Cetobarbital.
What's the name of the drug again?
Cetobarbital.
Well, you're wrong there. It's Cetobarbital.
You are a dumbass. I'm looking at the vial right now. Cetobarbital. Cetobarbital.
I take it for a medical condition, and you can be woke out of a sound sleep with it. How many milligrams does she take?
100 milligrams.
Buzz Wang.
Hold on, pharmacist.
We have our pharmacist.
The pharmacist has an opinion on this, Buzz.
Similar, but different drugs. Cetobarbital.
It's not even a Nembutal or nothing. It's an old sleeping pill from the 20s.
You, sir, are a moron. You don't know what you're talking about. It's not the same drug.
God damn
it. You know what? I want to applaud everybody.
What a mess this has turned into. What a mess.
Can he spell that drug again?
Buzz, what is the difference between the drugs?
Well, that I don't know. I know they are similar, but I know that they do exist. They both exist, and they are two distinctly different drugs.
Cico and Pheno?
Cica.
Cica and Pheno.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, and you the guy on the phone, which do you take?
I don't take it. My wife was prescribed it when she was pregnant.
No, we're talking to the guy that...
No, I'm talking to the guy who says you're full of crap.
Oh, okay.
The other guy.
What'd you say, Don?
Keith, the drug that you take via prescription, what is the name of that?
Cetobarbital.
All right, Cetobarbital. Okay. Have you ever heard of Cetobarbital?
I've never heard of it.
And why did
I've heard of fecal?
Okay. Why did
Cetobarbital?
All right, now I'm talking to Keith now, the guy who doesn't rape his wife.
Why don't you have Buzz look it up online?
Hold on. Keith, the guy who doesn't rape his wife. Why did the doctor prescribe this for you? What does this do for you?
2 years ago, I had like a fainting spell, and they give it to seizure patients. I didn't have a seizure, but I don't want to give it. It's due to abnormal EEGs, which is your brain waves.
All right, thank you. I was just, you know, I'm not busting your balls. I'm just trying to figure out.
It's a narcotic of some kind.
It just relaxes me completely. I take it at night before I go to bed.
Oh, send us a bottle.
No, I'm just kidding. Just send us half a bottle.
Half a bottle.
Okay, no problem.
We only take two pills a day.
I take three.
All I know, and I don't know exactly, but would you agree with me that what this guy is describing, if it is true, is...
It's wrong. It's wrong on 5,000 different levels.
Including, I think, a legal level. I think it's criminal.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think my wife would be that terribly upset.
You know something?
Honest with you guys.
I don't think it has anything to do with how upset your wife would be, sir. I really do.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
How is that possible?
I think you could get in trouble for this.
If anybody found out.
Yeah, if there's a cop listening who knows your voice.
Well, just think to, on the past, your girlfriends you had dead butt drunk. I mean,
what?
Doing that, I mean, you're going to wake them up.
That's the guy with the brain disorder.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, brain disorder.
All right, I'm putting you back on hold now. Keith.
Thanks.
Keith, the guy with the bad brain. Let's go back to the guy who's just effing his comatose wife. Are you still there?
Yeah, here.
Okay.
I'm about fed up, seriously. If you guys think I'm lying, whatever.
Yeah, we're about fed up with you too, pal.
No, I don't think you're lying. I believe that you do this. You should stop doing it, man.
Yeah, get help.
I haven't done it in months.
I think if you're lying, you're a creep, and if you're telling the truth, you're a creep.
Okay,
you're a creep both ways.
Does it say anything for me that I stopped and that I feel guilty about it and I want to come clean?
No. What it says, though...
No, not calling a radio show.
You want to come clean to win a pair of diamonds. You want to come clean. What you should do is, you know, serious. I mean, I hate to turn this into a goddamn serious show.
You know what?
Show.
I'm just waiting for a time to come clean and this
then
subject
do,
of your show sparked it.
Then
all
do,
it was.
Do it without the diamond earrings. Just tell your wife. And then go find some counselor somewhere.
Yeah, you should get some help. You really should. Because that's not normal behavior.
Well, I appreciate you guys' concern.
But you're not going to do it, are you?
No, I told you guys that I stopped and I've been...
No, but I mean, what about getting counseling?
Yeah, isn't there a problem in your marriage if it's come to this?
The problem is that she will not have sex with me.
Why don't you accept some personal responsibility?
And see a counselor about that.
Why don't you just J-O?
I do.
Hey, I got a better idea. You know what I really would love you to do?
What?
Turn yourself into the police.
And leave my kids fatherless?
Oh, you know, your kids will have a father. They can visit you in jail.
Yeah, that's nice.
You probably won't be that good an influence around them anyway.
You know what? I am a very responsible member of society.
No, you're not.
You're right. You're a very responsible member of society. You drug your wife and have sex with her when she's passed.
No, the answer to that question is no, you're not.
You might have been, but things have turned sick.
You guys are badly mistaken.
Yeah, we're badly mistaken. No, we're not drugging our wives and banging them.
I told you I stopped.
You're a sick F for doing it at all, and you said you did it 5 times.
You guys obviously are so far gone from your years of being 23 and so...
Oh, yeah, 23.
...charged up that you don't know what to do.
Hey, listen, I was 23, and I was the goddamn horniest guy on the planet. I never... had to drug any girl to bang her. Never.
The fact is...
And I was married to my wife when I was...
That I just met. It's my wife of 3 years.
That makes it worse. I was married to my wife when I was 23. And I didn't have to drug her to bang her.
And if you've done it 5 times, over how long a period have you done it?
Well, she had the baby at the end of May.
Uh-huh.
And I would say it was 5 times over a period of about 2 months, ending about 3 months ago.
So 2 months, every day, you're looking at that woman, every day.
No.
You're eyeballing
not every
that
day
woman.
At all. Not every day at all.
No, you're looking at her every
you're
day.
You're looking at her every
knowing
day.
Knowing that you've done this, do you have any idea how messed up you are?
Look, the way I see it is it's better than cheating on her.
No, I don't think it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I swear to God, I don't condone cheating, but I don't think it is.
You would be better off banging someone else than drugging your wife to have sex with her.
That's my justification.
You just can't do it. You can't accept responsibility.
I tell you what, do we have a phone number for this guy?
I'm not giving you my phone number. Now you're talking about prosecuting me.
What I'm talking about is perhaps off the air just calling your wife. And just telling your wife as a concerned citizen, hey, you might want to, you know, check into the fact that your husband's been drugging.
In all seriousness, we'd have to check with our legal department and find out about something like that. Because, I mean, really, there are responsibilities to be
You know what, hold on. I'm now seeing on the screen that the drug he spelled, S-E-C-A-B-R.
Let me spell it again, okay? I got the vial right here.
Yeah, go.
S-E.
You're full of crap. He wouldn't have stayed on the line.
S-E-C-A.
Oh, S-E-C-O.
B-A-R.
No,
full of crap.
S-E-C-O-B-A-R-B-I.
Yes?
He's on a cell phone, too.
No, I'm not. I just got another call. It's actually my wife.
It's beginning to become clear to me that he's... With all the talk we've been doing, the guy would be long gone.
Right.
My wife...
You wouldn't have sit there. You wouldn't
no
have,
way she could
sir, if you were telling the truth, you wouldn't just sit here and be a punching bag. You wouldn't tolerate it if you were telling the
but
truth.
Let's just be a level.
Right.
Let this show you the level people will go to win a $1,000 pair of earrings.
Could I possibly be staying online because of how guilty I feel about it?
No, absolutely not in a million years.
If you really felt guilty, you would just tell your wife.
You probably, you know, if you were really concerned, if you'd really done this, all the
you
talk about
if I'm
the...
I'm going to tell my wife, why not do something nice and give her a $1,000 pair of earrings?
Crap. The more he's staying on the line, the more I know he's lying. You're lying!
Okay, if you think I'm lying, then hang up.
You hang up.
I'm not going to hang up.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. We've got your number anyway.
Okay. I've been on the line too long to just give up and hang up.
Well, you're not going to win anything. I'll tell you that right now. You're not going to win anything.
You're not going to play the contest.
Absolutely no way we could give somebody who drugs their wife and does her when she's in a coma a prize. Jesus, how stupid do you think we are?
But what you're doing is wrong.
Please get help.
You're worse than the guy.
Yes,
I swear to God, you're worse than the guy who killed his wife's cat.
I have to weigh in once again. He's not really sick, and I'll tell you why. He's sick because he's lying to us, but he's not. He didn't do this. No way.
I think he might.
You think there's still a chance? I don't say I'm totally right about this. I don't know, but I don't think he did it.
I think he did it.
I think what the other call is his wife saying, "When are those disc jockeys going to call us for that setup call?"
Yeah, exactly.
Spell the drug to me one more time so we can go on WebMD. Spell it again.
Did he take the other call? I think he might have jumped the line, didn't he?
Well,
I got the spelling. So somebody was your co-conspirator getting impatient about when she was going to get the call?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry? Spell it again right now, the drug.
Okay. When I'm saying the letters, are they clear enough for you to understand them?
Say them one more time.
S-E-C-O-B-A-R-B-I-T-A-L.
All right, secobarbital.
Exactly.
We're searching WebMD right now.
It's also...
Did you say T-A-L, sir? Did you say T-A-L, the last three letters? T-A-L or T-O-L?
Okay, barbital, T-A-L.
All right, S-E-C-O-B-A-R-B-I-T-A-L.
In parentheses, it says secanol. I guess that's another name it goes by.
Wouldn't it be O-L? Just my opinion.
Usually.
Yeah, it would be O-L.
It's not. It's A-L. I got the vial in front of me.
Right, yeah, I'm sure you have the vial in front of
me. I'm not.
No, it is A-L, and I've found a little information about it.
What does it say?
It's about overdoses. Let me keep looking here.
Also, you may want to check Secanol. It might be a generic. If he said it also says Secanol on the bottle, it could be a generic for Secanol.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Not trying to help him out.
Hey, and how are those kids doing? You thinking about drugging them just so that they'll be quiet?
Just to let you guys know, I'm not, you know, liking this abuse you're giving me, but I'm a very good father.
Sounds
right.
Like
you're a liar.
You're father of the year.
You're a liar.
I don't care
what you guys think, because I know I'm a good father.
I don't care what you think.
Okay.
I know you're 23, because you seem to hammer that in, but how old is the lucky lady?
My wife is 27.
Another, once again, ladies, older women marrying younger guys, but I think the whole thing's BS, so it might be okay.
I hope so.
It's not okay with this guy.
I think he's telling the truth. I think he's a real sick F. Buzz, what does it say about this drug?
All it says is that it's a hypnotic compound. That's all the information I've been able to find so far, but we have confirmed that it does exist.
Where are the physicians listening to this show?
And he does have the correct spelling.
Well, how would I not? I have the vial right in front of me.
Okay, listen, I'm telling you.
If you're a real sick F either way, Don, there might be a chance he's taking the medication himself. It is for a brain disorder.
Are you taking these pills yourself?
No, I have not taken one. Actually, I took one with a glass of wine to make sure it wouldn't, like, kill her. Because I...
Because that's how much you care.
Good experience.
Whoa! Before you drugged your wife and had sex with her, you experimented on yourself. How brave and gallant of you, sir.
Hope she didn't take advantage of him when he went under.
So, sir, now that you know that you're not going to win a prize, what is your interest in staying on the line?
I've been on this long, I'd be a quitter if I hung up.
Oh, a quitter.
You'd be a quitter.
But you're not going to win any kind of prize.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, then you should just hang up.
You guys hang up.
Yeah, see, he's full of crap.
Whatever.
Whatever.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you. You hang up right now, and we won't call her ID and send some kind of crime unit out to the address that shows up on the phone number. We won't send protective service out there like we could do now already.
I don't think you guys can do that based on my voice on a radio.
We can do
that. Because why? Because you're probably not telling the truth?
We can do that because you've told us on the radio that you have given your wife drugs and had sex with her
here's your problem. Here's your problem, okay? I'm going to explain this to you one time, and I'm going to do it slowly so you'll understand it.
You know what? I'm an intelligent guy, Mike. You don't have to talk to me like
that. No, you're not an intelligent guy because you think you're smarter than you are. And let me tell you right now, if, in fact, what you're telling us is true, and I'm going to say you may have admitted to committing a crime. If that's the case, and we were to be contacted, we check with our legal department, but it might be our obligation to give whoever be interested in that all the information.
Just like if somebody called us.
Okay, so if I hang up now, you guys are going to drop this and you're not going to.
Just like if someone called us up and said, hey, I just killed somebody.
Yeah, it kind of would be our,
our responsibility.
I think there are rules about that.
And
we have to check with our legal department.
Exactly.
Okay, right, so if I hang up now, you guys are going to let me.
No, we're not, because WebMD says side effects include lack of sleep.
That's bull. It was given to her for sleeplessness when she was pregnant.
It says on WebMD. What do you got there, Lisa?
Symptoms of overdose are confusion, decrease in loss, yada, 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 yada. Trouble in sleeping.
That's a symptom.
And all the common symptoms are the more common, the less common, and the rare.
Hold on. Is that why someone would get it, because they can't sleep? Or does it keep you awake?
Is that as a side effect for some people?
Or over?
On all of the more common, less common, rare, and symptoms of overdose, it says on all of those, trouble sleeping. Does it knock you out and make you sleep? You have trouble sleeping when taking.
Would you agree, though, Buzz, that a drug that could help you sleep would also cause trouble in sleeping?
I would agree that what Lisa said is a symptom of overdose. This is not a case of overdose. It is a barbiturate. It is a depressant. And therefore, it would help you sleep if you didn't take too much of it.
A scumbag, here's the deal.
I don't want to take any more of this abuse.
Either way, you hang up, we probably have to pursue this anyway.
Either way, we're going to. So why don't you just tell us either that you're lying or that it's true. And either way, we're going to have to follow through on it.
We got to check with our legal department and find out what our obligations are.
Hold on. I have another call.
Amazing.
There's a part of me that thinks that he's a sick F who might really have done it.
He's not a bright guy. I mean, because really, we will check with our legal department. We'll find out what our obligations are on that.
All right, well, listen.
You can't, do
something.
You guys all
of a sudden have morals. Every time I've ever listened to your show.
We don't have morals.
We got more morals than you know about.
Please. We've never drugged our wives and had sex with them.
I don't know that.
Yeah, just because this show, questions moral boundaries occasionally doesn't mean you can commit a crime and then call us. And think you're going to win diamond earrings.
So for the record...
I don't know if it's a crime. I really don't. I have no idea whether it's a crime. I don't know what our responsibilities are.
For the record, are you lying or not?
I told you guys I'm not lying. I don't care what you think.
Okay, then what we're going to do is give the information that we have to the authorities.
You guys just said a minute ago, if I hung up, you guys would let me go.
Guess what? I lied.
Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do is give this information to the authorities, because what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong on a bunch of levels.
And you got little kids running around the house.
You start with the fact that you could kill somebody doing that. God, man, get it in perspective. If this is true, get it in perspective. And if you're lying, which I think is a strong possibility, you're still a sick F.
How long have I been talking to you guys?
Yeah, but
long enough to prove to me that you're lying.
I just want to know, how long have I been on the air?
About 22 minutes.
Is that a record?
No.
Were you going for a record?
I don't know. I don't listen to your show long enough to care.
There you go.
Right.
Now it's coming clear.
Well, we'll see if you care about 15 minutes from now when there's a knock on the door.
Have a nice day.
Because it's real easy to find someone's address, and we've already called 911 to tell them that we think we have someone who maybe has a serious problem at this phone number.
Okay.
So we'll just see what happens, won't we?
I guess so.
Okay, good, brave man. I would...
What other
You know what?
You know what? Hang up on this guy. You know that now he wants to.
What is this, Rob? Now that Rob just
said that the reason that the pills were given in the first place were for his wife.
Right.
Pregnant?
Right.
You can't take a barbiturate if you're pregnant.
Okay, this when you're 1 hour a night for 2 weeks, you can.
All right, listen. Well, whether you're lying or not.
We'll let the chips fall where they may.
We'll turn the information over to the authorities.
Yeah, we'll find out. We got plenty of people around here that tell us what we're supposed to do in that situation.
Right.
It'll be all made very, very clear. You know, he's gone. Wonderful.
And he's out.
Wow.
All of that for a pair of diamonds.
Wow.
For a pair of freaking diamond earrings.
Astonishing.
Is this a doctor?
Yes, sir.
Is there a doctor in the house?
There is a doctor in the house. My credentials are that I'm also a Red Sox fan.
Oh, well, then I know you're a good doctor.
Yeah, then you're tarnished in my eyes. But go ahead, please.
You want to know about Seconal and Secobarbital. They are the same drug. They're from a family of, like, Tuinol, Seconal, Nembutal, Phenobarb. They are all central nervous system depressants. His description of the drug is correct. You would really think twice, if not three times, about giving this to someone who is pregnant. The hypnotic reference that he made is a state of forgetfulness, as one would have in, like, general anesthesia.
Could you
do use it for premedication as a sedative.
All right, and if you gave this to someone, would it knock them out enough for you to be able to?
Absolutely. This probably could be used or was used years ago. What would you call it?
To that guy, do you think that he was on the level?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Turn on the crap meter.
Oh, you think he...
Oh, way full of crap.
Oh, you think he was full of crap.
Way full of crap. His story had way too many holes, and I am obviously going to side with Mike on this one.
Oh, because I'm a Red Sox fan.
Well, for one reason, sure.
So you think he was... Because the story he told, you think he was...
Too many holes from a drug perspective, yes.
All right, and what were some of those holes?
Well, he talked about the prescription for his wife. It, you know, as they say, first-year medical student, you'd really have some sort of serious problem to give a central nervous depressant to a pregnant woman.
All right, thank you.
You're dealing with the baby's respiration at that point.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, now we got a law student on the line.
Okay.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hi, honey.
First of all, it could be listed as a misdemeanor sexual assault. But because it was premeditated and it was done more than one time, obviously five, it could be listed as a felony sexual assault, a Class A felony. Also, you lead into drug trafficking charges. You could rack up three or four felonies.
What about if you were calling a radio show and making that up?
No.
Filing a false police report?
No, you
can't get into any trouble for
he's
that.
He's off the hook on
he's
that.
He's definitely off the hook.
Yeah, if he's lying, he's off the
he's
hook.
He's probably dancing in his living room.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
But because you know why? If nothing else, someone's going to knock on his door tonight.
Right.
I mean, we've already turned over the information.
You know, HRS would be involved because he has children and he has made such a statement. They could take his children just for making the statement, whether he is lying or not. And, you know, it's...
Yeah, it's not... Any way you slice this, this is not a bright guy.
No, if he really did it, I would say he has at least three or four felony convictions that were easy to go because he's just said it to how many listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Millions?
Yeah, right. 6 million people.
Yeah.
Right. And, okay. And if he was lying, he still could be in trouble.
And we are not in Iran. Women do have rights. He doesn't have the right to rape his wife either way.
All right, got you. Thank you, Lynn.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Law and Order.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And that's the only fly in the ointment for me, the fact that both of you guys saw a Law and Order last week that had the exact same plot.
Yeah, yeah.
The exact same plot.
Well, and then the doctor said, you know, as far as when he was describing the medication, there were too many holes in his story. And the fact that he stayed on his line. When he asked the question, remember when he asked the question, how long have I been on? Is this a new record?
Hold on, I got another cop on the phone. Eric.
Don, I'm Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Listen, where does this joker live?
Well, I can't tell you on the air.
Well, does he live in Virginia?
I can't tell you on the air.
Well, anyway, that law student, I don't know where she was a law student at, but in Virginia, you can't rape your wife. It's called spousal rape.
All right.
Spousal rape? What do you mean?
Well, obviously, he drugged her. She can't give consent when she's drugged. It's called raping your wife. It can happen. It's against the law.
Yeah. All right, so it's a felony, right?
All right.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Okay, we thought so. Thank you, officer.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, listen, in all of this, you know, we never called the guy... Now, in retrospect, this seems tame.
Yeah, my God, just give his wife a pair of earrings.
Oh, no, I want to call her up. I mean, we got to get a payoff here. Hey, are you still there, Randy?
Yeah, I'm still here, sweating.
Now, you're the guy with the ring in the truck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We got to do a break. Hold on, please. You'll probably get the money either way. Hold on. We'll figure this out when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
You can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
They love to screw until they're tired and sore. Don and Mike.
All right, not to keep this whole topic going.
Right.
We have verified this. The wife is on the phone.
Ah.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. We're doing great, thanks.
Okay. I'm just calling to let you know that there's absolutely no way that this is true. I think he was being extremely creative in an effort to get me a Valentine's Day present or something. I only caught the tail end of what you guys were talking about, but I guess your program director explained to me what he said. First of all, secobarbital was prescribed for me in the last days of my pregnancy because I hadn't slept. I had insomnia. So they told me to take one. And so that part is true. The other part is absolutely, completely not true. And I just don't want any legal matters going on with this.
Have you talked to your husband, though,
I spoke to him for about 2 minutes. I'm actually at work. I'm supposed to be out doing something right now, but someone's covering it for me.
Your husband has some issues, you know.
No, he doesn't.
Well, yeah, honey, listen. Calling a radio show making up that story, that ain't normal.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you understand from our standpoint, we hear...
I didn't even hear what he said.
Okay, what he said was that on 5 separate occasions, because you refused to give him sex, he drugged you, and when you passed out, he had sex with you. When in essence, is raping you.
Yeah, it's a crime.
But it didn't happen.
But you know, it's a little...
I understand that it sounds bizarre that he would make that up. I don't know where it came from. But it's not true, and the cops definitely don't need to go to the house, even though I'm not there. My 2 small children are there, and it doesn't need to go to that level, I promise you.
That's all you're concerned about?
Well, at this point, yes, because I know it's not true. I know he was...
Now, you know, you see, the only thing I would tell you is that you might want to investigate or take a hard look at why someone would call a radio show and... say that they've done that to their wife. We don't get called.
For $1,000 pair of earrings, that's more than just being a wacky story, don't you think?
And then the fact that he inquired at the end of the conversation as to how long he had been on the air.
I did hear that. I was wondering why he did that.
Yeah, he's got some issues.
Okay. Well, I was just calling to let you know that I'm certain it's not true, and as far as the secobarbital issue is concerned, I was prescribed that. But I will be speaking to him when I get home.
Well, why don't you give us a call back and let us know how that goes?
Okay.
We'd just be curious. I mean, the guy took a half an hour of our time.
I didn't hear it.
We were generally concerned for your safety.
I mean, right out of the chute when he told us what he did, he didn't have a chance of winning anything.
All right.
I mean, but we were curious why he went on and on and on. And
I don't know, because he's a very smart individual. So
no, he's not that smart.
Well,
sorry, yeah, I hate to break your bubble there, but he's really not.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're glad that you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right.
Thank you,
honey. Bye bye.
Fascinating. All right. Now, still very, very suspicious.
I was the person on the phone with her
right
during the break, and I said to her, hey, listen, you know, there are these serious charges. And when she thought she was on hold, I unplugged the speaker part of the phone so she couldn't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard her talking to her friend. She's at an ice skating rink, teaching a skating class to little kids.
Wow.
And she was saying, I can't believe what an idiot he did. I can't believe that he did this.
Right.
I can't believe the cops are going to come to our house.
Right.
I don't know why he would do this. And then at the same time, another phone rings, and I hear her on the phone with him. His name is Mark. And she says, Mark, what is your problem? What are you doing? Why did you say this? Wow. Okay. I'm going to try to go on the air with them right now. I got to get someone else to cover my skating class.
One of the all-time weird ones, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Amen.
One of the ones that we can't figure out.
I can't really.
Probably never will be able to figure it out.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Truly amazing.
I just don't know.
I know. I don't either.
Jesus H. Christ.
Always an adventure.
So, listen. We got a break again. I'm sorry, but, you know, we've had like 25 half-hour breaks today. When we come back, I believe we'll just give the guy the diamond earring.
Yeah!
The guy with the car.
Yeah, because old Randy was all distraught. Believe it or not, here's how we knew he was telling the truth. He was totally freaked when we heard we were gonna call his wife.
Yeah, but we've not made that decision yet. So bear with us.
Silly me, I spoke out of turn.
Bear with us through the commercials. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
It's time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
I know that I had planned on watching Survivor tonight.
Mm-hmm. That comes out at 8, doesn't it?
Yeah, forget that.
Right.
I had planned on making it home in time to tuck my son into bed.
Right.
I'd still like to do that. You know, after all that crap with the guy with the pills and the having sex with his wife.
That's when the clock on the wall starts moving at a very rapid clip.
Hey, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're the dude who took $4,000 from your wife.
Yes.
And you were supposed to use it on an engagement ring, but instead you bought a pickup truck.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to call Randy's... This would be Randy's fiance.
Yeah. We'd make this happen lickety-split. To at least play the game the way it should be played.
Right. Amen. Mighty tame after the last hour.
Hey, Robbie, you know, I'm going to double up the last stop set.
Uh-huh. Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Sherry, hi. You're on the air with the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Sherry.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hi.
Hi, we have your fiancé, Randy, on the phone.
Really?
Yes, we do, and Randy has something he would like to tell you.
What's that?
All right, I went on for a competition. I didn't know how to tell you, though. And I'll give you the good news first. It looks like we might win it. And the bad news is...
No. Just tell her the story.
All right.
What is the story, Randy?
All right, in October, when I borrowed the money from you to put down on a ring for you, and then I bought, you know, the truck I got, and you know, it took a while to get a loan, right?
Right.
And you let me take it home that night, and then I couldn't take it back, so I had to use the $4,000 you gave me for your ring to put down on the truck, and I don't have any money for your diamond ring.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Well, at least he didn't give you pills and drug you to have sex.
Yeah, that's what one of the other competitors had on there, but we found out he was lying.
I can't believe you'd say this on the air, though.
Well, Randy, why don't you give her the good news?
The good news is you have a diamond pair of earrings.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Or a pair of diamond earrings.
Yeah.
But I'd say a diamond pair of earrings. Okay.
A diamond.
Hey, I'll take them.
Yes.
A ring is going to take a while, Sherry.
All right, now, Sherry, in essence, what happened is, remember when you loaned him $4,000 to buy your ring?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he needed $4,000 to buy his new pickup truck.
I know. He screwed me up.
Yeah, so he took that $4,000, and he bought the pickup truck, and he's been trying to save to make the money up.
He thought he'd be able to get the money in short order. And use the money you had given him because he had that money and it just couldn't stay in his hands on his truck. And he was so overcome with guilt that he decided to be in our contest called What My Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her, confess his horrible lie, and win you a pair of diamond earrings.
Hey, I'll take them.
I guess,
need to get something out of the deal.
Right. I guess the good news is that you can now wear that pickup truck on your left hand because, in essence,
it's yours.
That is your engagement ring.
Well, that's cool because you didn't even let me ride
it. Oh, Randy! Now, let me tell you that you have one. a pair of diamond earrings from Mervis Diamond Importers valued at $1,000. Call Mervis Diamond Importers, 1-800-HER-LOVE, or go online to view over 10,000 diamonds at MervisDiamond.com. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
Congratulations, you have won the earrings, $1,000 worth.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Sorry, Sherry.
I can't believe you.
Sherry, though, let me ask you a question. No disrespect.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Didn't you think something's up? You gave him $4,000 back in October. It's February now, and you still don't have the ring?
And he's driving around in a brand-new pickup truck?
Well, I was kind of thinking that, you know, he kept just saying that he's got to have the special times to ask me, you know, to get married. And
so you thought that you had faith in him, is what you're saying.
I thought that maybe Valentine's Day or something, mm-hmm. You know?
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah, but he came up short. Came up on the short end of the stick.
He did. All right.
Yeah, he did.
Well, listen, enjoy. Please enjoy.
Good luck with the wedding.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you both.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
At least you don't drug your wife and have sex with her.
Yeah. Unbelievable. What a day.
Whew. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Who is this? Oh, is this the guy who J-O's when he's supposed to be taking his kid to carpool?
Taking him out from school.
Yeah, for you, just stop it.
Yeah. All right, I'm just, give you some flowers, okay?
Yeah, right. Give them to your wife, okay?
For your wife. A bouquet of Valentine flowers, courtesy of Sprint. Yeah, and just pick your kid up from school. Okay?
Say you'll do it.
No, we got him in after school program now.
No.
Oh, that's all, dude.
Nice.
Oh, man, more time with his right hand.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Who is this?
This is Gregory.
Who are you, Gregory?
I had the cat in the tub story thing.
Oh, right.
That's a long time ago. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey,
all right,
guys,
hey.
On a sidebar, it's ironic that guy just mentioned aftercare, because I've been sitting on the telephone at the aftercare for the two boys that I was picking up today.
Oh, dear. We're screwing up families all over America.
Right, listen, for you, the same thing for your wife, the bouquet of Valentine flowers, courtesy of Sprint. How are we to know that we'd be dealing with the plot from last week's Law and Order? Okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, my friend. Hold on.
Good
thank
course. You. That, ladies and gentlemen, is closure.
Mm-hmm. That's it, right there. Boom.
Good night.
And we're out. Let's do get a call 100. Before we get out of here, phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100. You win something. Call right now.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
This house is so gone crazy.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, girls. You want to enter the blind date contest.
Oh, we're looking forward to this.
Don't forget, 10 nude girls, one hot guy. He's blindfolded.
Yes.
Call Charlie Broyhill in the office. Or call Lisa in the office. We don't want to talk to you on the air. Call them on the voicemail.
Feel the break.
At 703-691-1900. Leave your information.
Mm-hmm.
And early next week, we will start scouring the globe to find the perfect man to go along with the 10 nude women. The man will be blindfolded. The women will be in various stages of beauty.
Yes.
Going from absolute drop-dead hottie.
To the booby prize.
To a Broomhilda. And the guy will have to pick the girl based strictly on personality.
Wow.
And her answers to various questions.
Yes, yes. The nudity will have no impact on it, but we will see them.
Yes, and we will also let you know mm-hmm. what the girls look like. But the guy in here with a blindfold on, he won't know. So, again, girls, if you're interested, call Charlie in the office at 703-691-1900. Tomorrow on the show, June Lockhart, also Chuck Stossel, the brand-new low-budget Jeff R.D. tomorrow.
That's right.
And I think a mystery guest tomorrow and something to do with the XFL. It's a ton of stuff. Hey, guess what? You and I get to go to a meeting right now.
Yay!
Always great news when we get to go to a meeting.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So we'll come back tomorrow.
All right, the password is legal department.
With a brand new show. However, please stay tuned for Robin Buzz with caller number 100.
God love you, everybody.
Right after this, we'll see you tomorrow.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey, Robert.
Here's the ointment I borrowed. I don't know what happened to the applicator.
keep it.
Even better than sex and steak, it's Don and Mike.
Actually, it's Buzz and Rob. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Rob.
What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about tomorrow's show.
Yes, you know what? There's a lot of good things coming up tomorrow, and I know what Buzz's favorite thing is.
Yeah.
Let Buzz tell you.
Well, it's going to be the mystery guest. I think that'll be my favorite thing.
I'm looking forward to low-budget Jeopardy and June Lockhart.
Absolutely.
All great reasons to tune in, but I know that's not why these people are still here. They're here to do Caller 100, and let's go to the phones right now, shall we? There's no one on the phone. You know what? Everyone assumed.
They've all gone to bed.
Everyone assumed that with Don and Mike gone, there's no one there.
Nightline with Ted Koppel is next.
Buzz, would you like a free Vermont teddy bear or something?
Would I? Yeah.
Well, we'll hook Buzz up with some monkeys. Monkeys
yeah.
for Buzz. And with that in mind, I guess we are out of time.
No. Can't be.
Oh, it is. It is. And no one called. I feel so bad. But remember...
I get the bears.
That's right. Any prizes we don't give away.
And the monkeys.
It's going to be a menagerie at Buzz's house. All right. So, everyone, tune in again tomorrow. Do we sound jumbled? We're a little jumbled.
Yeah.
I expected to go to a caller
there. We're sleepy.
Yeah, yeah. We're all wore out from today's show. But thanks, everyone, for listening. And this is weird because I have to throw a bottle cap in my own mouth.
This is what you do on the weekends when Mike's not around, right?
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hate playing with myself. But Joe, would you like to throw a bottle cap in my mouth?
Oh.
Look, there's Joe, my go-to guy.
He's going to start the rumors.
I know. Well, I love it. You know what? I can go nowhere but up from here. All right, Joe, are you ready?
Open
oh,
wide.
I guess I should say thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
And throw that bottle cap like Mary Tyler Moore. You might just
make it as long. That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. Damn near took off my cheek. All right, thank you, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday's show, and so long, everybody.
Bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.